following is a presentation of the Horizon Sports Network, a live stream, internet broadcasting affiliate of the Delhalla Horizon newspaper based in Salina, Tennessee.
This is Horizon Sports Network coverage of Clay County High School Spring Sports, presented by Clay Power Sports, Delhalla's one-stop shop for all things boating, fishing, mowing, utility vehicles, and more.
Tonight's broadcast is powered by Twin Lakes, keeping you connected with broadband, TV, security, and phone services.
And sponsored by Upton Hay Funeral Home, serving Clay County when they need it most since 1949.
By Copeland's Rural Supply, offering building materials, hardware, farm supplies, electrical, lawn and garden, and more.
By Salina Lumber, the getting place. If you need it, we got it.
By Macon Bank and Trust, celebrating over 100 years of banking.
By Bank of Salina, serving thousands of customers, one at a time.
By Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, serving you and your loved ones from our hearts.
By Clay County Funeral Home, dedicated to helping families honor and remember their loved ones with compassion, dignity, and respect.
By Happy Sack and Obie River Markets, offering Bulldog fans hometown convenience any time of the day.
By Delhalla One-Stop Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around, right here in the heart of barbecue country.
By the Clay County Chamber of Commerce, dedicated to improving the quality of life here in Clay County.
And by Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
Welcome in to the campus of Clay County High School for the second time this week. We're here on another warm mid-April afternoon where the 3-12 Bulldog baseball team and first-year head coach Devin Brown are set to host head coach Jamie Loftus and the 15-4 Livingston Academy Wildcats for an old-school rivalry matchup here in Salina. This is one of those rivalries that goes way back, and tonight's one of the rare renewals of it, and the bad blood of yesteryear also. Get ready for the Dogs versus Hawkeye as the Horizon Sports Network's coverage of the drama on the diamond continues. Welcome to the CarQuest pregame show here on the Horizon Sports Network, an in-depth prelude to Bulldog baseball brought to you by H&H Auto Parts, your local independently owned and operated CarQuest store proudly serving our community.
H&H Auto Parts is the place to go for all of your automotive needs, and that's not all. They're now offering a wide array of construction equipment parts, including rubber tracks, undercarriage parts, cutting edges, bucket teeth, and much more.
Conveniently located at 611 Brown Street in Salina, their store is also stocked with a full range of marine, heavy-duty, and agricultural parts and accessories. Plus, they even make custom hydraulic hoses. So give H&H Auto Parts a call at 931-243-7278 for all your parts needs.
Though CarQuest is the pregame title sponsor, others also help make each segment possible, including Subway, where owners Greg and Melissa Brandon invite Bulldog fans to come and enjoy their favorite sandwiches on the bypass in Salina, because fresh is what they do.
Eco Panels of Tennessee builds your dream home the better way with structural insulated panels engineered right here at home in Hermitage Spring.
Cumberland Exteriors, folks you can trust to protect your home from the elements with windows, doors, siding, roof metal, and more.
Farm Bureau and Salina Agency Manager Daniel Burton. Clay County turns to us for auto, life, and home insurance.
Westmoreland Management, proud supporters of CCHS Athletics, offering local affordable housing here for over 30 years.
Copeland's Rural Supply, offering building materials, hardware, farm supplies, electrical, lawn and garden, and more.
State Farm and Local Insurance Agent Andrew Locke. Like a good neighbor, Andrew is there, offering auto, life, home, health, and more.
Baxter Flooring, specializing in all types of floor coverings, custom tile showers, and more, so you can buy your flooring right here at home.
And TDS Disposal, serving all of your waste management needs and proud supporters of Clay County's athletes and cheerleaders.
Coming up, we'll recap Clay County's most recent games, preview tonight's matchup, and much more as we get ready for Bulldog Baseball, streaming live on the Horizon Sports Network. Welcome to the CarQuest pregame show for the Horizon Sports Network 6 Clay County Spring Sports broadcast and our fourth night of calling Bulldog Baseball. We're again perched here, squinting our eyes to look down on Bulldog Field. I'm Thomas Weaver, and I'm happy to be here to continue our coverage of the Dogs on the Diamond. Even though it's a little warm here in the baseball press box this afternoon, even with my shorts on, Craig. But I've got a pair of guys sitting beside me who don't care what the temperature is when they've got a game like this one in front of them. One of them, that should hopefully be a man of my own heart as a fellow Hawkeye hater himself, Clay County Sports Hall of Fame journalist Kevin Dawson.
I don't know if I'd go so far as to say hate or not, but okay, a strong dislike.
Strong dislike.
Okay. Absolutely.
I'll take it.
Rivalry, yeah, goes back beyond my days. It goes back to the 30s, probably, maybe even the 20s, you know, of playing some sport one way or the other. But and Livingston Academy brings in a top-flight baseball team here this afternoon, too, which we'll talk more about.
Yeah, it's going to be a good one. And, folks, we also have our resident icon of the industry, who I'm not going to make any attempt to decide where his allegiance lies. He's 40-year broadcasting legend, Craig Cantrell, folks.
Yeah, one thing about what they've always said in the past, I'm right down the middle. So that's
okay.
Kind of where I'm going to be tonight. I'm going to stay right down the middle, and just kind of like I do every night, try to call it just to, but it's a good one. I love doing Clay County games, Livingston. That's where I graduated high school, where I'm from. So, but it's going to be fun tonight. I think this and again, great night for baseball, and just what better place to be than here at the ballpark tonight.
I can't let you get off that easy, Craig. This has got to be something, I don't know, it's got to be something special, really,
yeah.
In a way. You know, you've been calling Livingston Academy Sports for 40 years. We've got to talk about it. First time you're on the other side of the coin.
Yeah, I've missed it. I left doing any games with them back in December of last year, and it's just I have missed it. But, yeah, it, that's what I told him when I went in. I said, it's going to be odd. You're on the visiting side of the game that I'm doing. I've done them as visitors, of course, all over the place. But my allegiance right now is with this Clay County broadcast here. That does change things. The guys coming up talking to me down there, of course, I've done their game, football, baseball, basketball.
The coaches.
Players, everybody, yeah. The fans. Well, now, where are you at? So it's kind of a homecoming for me with them coming over, but kind of at my new home now. So.
Well, and, you know, Craig, this one means nothing when it comes to the big scheme of things, but in a lot of ways it means a whole lot because it's Dogs versus Hawkeyes.
Yeah.
You've called several of these back in the day.
Oh.
You know, it's not football. But it's still Clay County and Livingston County.
Yeah, they're, 15 minutes apart if you drive pretty fast up Highway 52. So that's, they know each other. They play against each other in a whole lot of different things, or they run into each other all over the place. So, yeah, this is a big game. And these two teams, they want to get a win. Livingston wants to keep rolling the way they are. 15 wins already for this Wildcat team. That's one of the best seasons they've had in a very long time, and only one loss in the district. They're 7-1 in district play, so they just want to kind of keep going into that matchup next Monday and Tuesday with Upperman, which could possibly be for first place in that district. Clay County, they're looking to get a win. If they get this is a big one. If they can get a win over Livingston Academy team today, then that could just turn this season around for you late in the year. So this means a whole lot to both these teams here tonight.
Kevin, you mentioned it. This is a top-notch Wildcat team coming in here. You know, a good program for a long, long time. Clay County, you know, dropped two to Pickett County earlier in the week. How important is this to the Dogs?
Well, it's very important for them to get some confidence back. And you know, we talked about this too. We didn't broadcast that game, but Coach Brown feels that the loss earlier in the season to Livingston, which I believe was 3-0,
it was.
Shutout, was one of the better games that Clay County has played this whole year. And looking at how the Wildcats have done before and since then, you got to think that it is. You know, 15-4, and they're, let's say they're 3A, I guess, in baseball now, right?
Yeah.
We got to hit more. There's no question about that. I mean, that's our Achilles heel right now. They pitched and fielded really well against Livingston in that first game, and they'll have to do it again, but they'll have to do more than that. You know, guys, in looking through the schedule for L.A., I noticed they have scored 10 or more runs 6 times this year, but even more impressive is this. they have allowed two runs or less 10 times.
Yeah.
Now, they've got some pitching on their side, too, obviously, and obviously some good defense. So it's going to take everything we've got to play with the Wildcats today. But it would be a big confidence builder if they do.
Going to be interesting to see how it turns out, folks. But we wouldn't be here to witness it without our sponsors on the Delha Horizon Sports Network. So we want to thank them, as we do each and every broadcast. Special shout-out also to Clay Power Sports and owner Eli Schmucker for being our presenting sponsor for spring sports. And, of course, the Horizon Sports Network is just an extension of the Delha Horizon newspaper. So we hope folks listening and watching will pick up a copy next week for coverage of tonight's game. Up next, we'll talk about Clay County's most recent games in our recap segment. So stay with us for more of the CarQuest pregame show here on the Horizon Sports Network.
In the toughest of times, you need people you can trust. And most of the time, that means depending on people you know. Not only has Upton Hay Funeral Home been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949, but they continue to do so with people just like you. People who live and work right here at home. So when it comes time, rely on Jimmy Hay, Rob and Monica Weir, and their compassionate staff in your time of need. Choose Upton Hay Funeral Home, proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and Cheerleaders.
For 105 years, Macon Bank and Trust Company has supported you and your family in some of life's largest financial decisions, whether buying a home, starting a business, or purchasing your dream car. We're proud to be your community bank. Call or visit one of our convenient locations today to learn more about our loan options. Macon Bank and Trust Company, proudly serving Macon and surrounding counties since 1919. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
With today's fast pace, everybody needs convenience, and Bulldog fans don't have to look far to find it. Whether you're in need of a hot breakfast early in the morning, a quick lunch, pizza for an evening dinner, or anything in between, with Happy Sack and Obie River Markets in Salina, your options are endless. And don't forget about our hunting and fishing supplies, cold drinks, and other conveniences on both ends of town. Happy Sack and Obie River Markets of Salina, offering Bulldog fans hometown convenience any time of the day.
This is Daniel Strong, voice of the Bulldogs on the Horizon Sports Network, here to set the record straight. Everybody claims to have the best barbecue, Kansas City, Texas, on and on. But this is the heart of barbecue country, and none can match what's served up right here in Salina at Delha One Stop Barbecue, with their famous sliced pork shoulder, shredded chicken ribs, or loaded taters, all served with homemade sides. It just can't be beat. So come get yours 7 days a week, or call it in at 243-4445. Delha One Stop Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around.
Welcome back to the CarQuest pregame show, where we normally go inside the pages of the newspaper with our Delha Horizon recap segment. But both the games this week came out after, or were played after the newspaper came out. So since our last broadcast, we'll just talk about that. The Dogs still haven't tasted victory and are now 3-12 on the season, with their last two losses, including the one we call Monday, coming to district rival Pickett County. Besides the pain of succumbing to the Bobcats, Clay County also took a gut punch when it comes to the postseason, which we'll get into later. But there were still some Bulldog highlights in the 2-11 and 1-13 defeats to Pickett County, including sophomore Aiden Keene reaching base every time up to the plate in the first game, where sophomore Brady Daly also made a solid start, but it got nullified by the hot Bobcat bats. And the fact that Clay County they struck first in the rubber game when a fielder's choice by senior Kyler Westmoreland scored sophomore Nolan Adams to put the Dogs up 1-0 in the top of the first. But the fine-hitting Birdstown team continued to swing the bat well and methodically ran away with a run rule win in five innings, even though both sophomore Whit Kaslikowski Westmoreland and sophomore Colton Brown did their best to continue to stop them on the mound out there. Pickett County held Clay County just three hits in the first loss and no hit them in the second one, Craig. Let's face it, you know, the Dogs have to find a way to create some offense.
Yeah, and with those two losses, that makes this tournament very tough for them coming up, because that puts them right in the bracket with Gordonsville to start off, and that's just a tough test. Yeah, if they don't find some offense, Gordonsville is going to, I mean, it's going to be a tough game to win. So they're going to have to find a way to hit, and tonight might be a good time to be able to kind of pick up some more ability to hit the ball. They'll face Ethan Westmoreland again tonight for the second time. He pitched against them up in Livingston, so they have seen him. They do know a little bit about this pitcher. Be a good time to just kind of try to get things rolling. Then they've got a couple of games next week before the tournament starts, so they've still got some time to kind of fine-tune things, and that's what they've got to look at as the season comes to a close.
Folks, we encourage you to pick up a copy of this week's paper for all things Clay County, including spring sports, and we ask you to stay with us for more of the CarQuest pregame show as we get ready for Clay County and Livingston Academy here on the Horizon Sports Network.
Hello, Clay County. Do you ever come across a home project and realize you're short of the tools or supplies you need? Whether it's building materials, electrical components, plumbing parts, or supplies for your farm and garden, Copeland's Rural Supply has you covered. We don't stop at supplies. We stand strong with our local pride, the Bulldogs, on and off the field. So come down to Copeland's Rural Supply. Let's continue to build this community together, one project, one game, and one victory at a time. See you soon, and let's go Bulldogs!
Welcome back to the CarQuest pregame show. Time now for the Cumberland Steers boys District 7A update. Guys, as we called it, Gordonsville ended up sweeping the league. They went 6-0 in District 7A. They're 11-8 overall. One thing that I saw, they shut out all four other teams in all but one game. Clay County, the only one to score a run against them in an 11-1 victory. Kevin, so top-notch Tiger team.
No doubt about it. And again, we talked about this when we had that game. Their overall record is still not gaudy, but that just tells you who they played. And I think we were talking in our production meeting before the game, Gordonsville has split with this Livingston team this year too. They, I think, won 7-1 and lost a one-run game, I believe. So, yeah, this – good baseball by the Tigers, great softball by the Tigers as well, and they're going to control their own destiny, and the Dogs are going to be facing them sooner than we would have liked in the district tournament,
no doubt about it. And that's all because of the second-place team, Craig, Pickett County with the big week, the sweep of Clay County. They're 8-8 overall. They finished 5-3 in the league, locked up second place. They swept Clay County and Clark Range, split with Red Bowling Springs, and, of course, lost both games to Gordonsville. But I'll tell you what, you know, Kevin and I were kind of talking. I was thinking, you know, what happened to Clay County? I'll tell you what happened. Pickett County's really good.
Yeah, they are. They've got some talent. They've got some people that can hit the ball. And once they get on base, we saw it Monday night, they're going to just run and run and run until you stop them. And it's hard to stop because they just take off on the jump. And you can't have a pitch every time it's a fastball to try to get a runner thrown out at second base. So they're just they're aggressive, and they make things happen. And that's what you love as a coach, to have a baseball team that just goes out there and makes things happen. They're just able to do that.
And so the Bobcats passed up the Red Bulldogs. Red Bull Springs finishes 4-4 in the league, 7-12-1 on the season, beat Clark Range twice, split with Clay County and Pickett County, and then, of course, got swept by Gordonsville. So they locked up that third spot, which leaves Clay County and Clark Range in the play-in game, guys. Clay County, 3-12 overall, 3-5 in the league. Their wins coming against Clark Range twice, split with Red Bowling Springs, and Clark Range 0-6. They got swept by the league. Their only win coming over Sunbright, they're 1-11, Kevin. So there it is. Pickett, Red Bowling Springs will play in the 2-3 game to open this up, the District 7A tournament at the end of the month. I think it starts April the 30th. Clay County and Clark Range in the play-in game. If you win that one, you get Gordonsville
right,
the number one. If you lose, you're done, I think.
Yeah.
Absolutely, and you don't want to face the Tigers first, but now that's just the situation the Bulldogs are in, and they're just going to have to do their best. But Gordonsville's, they're a juggernaut this year in the district, no doubt about that.
They are, and Craig, if you look at this, so Pickett, Red Bowling Springs, the way Pickett's playing, I think they're going to beat Red Bowling in that 2-3 game. Clay County knocks off Clark Range. Let's say they lose to Gordonsville, so the season's on the line against Red Bull and Springs, probably in that loser's bracket. I'll get it out, loser's bracket.
Yeah.
A little hard to say in that second game that they'll play in the district tournament. So, know, Clay County's not out of this.
No.
They could battle their way back and advance the region.
Yeah, and that's what I said, what I was talking about a minute ago. You just got to keep improving. Got to keep finding things that you need to work on and try to make those things better. And just cut down on some of the little mistakes. You know, it's not big mistakes that really gets them. It might be a throwing error here that lets a runner get a base that they might not have normally gotten or something like that. And just cut that out, and then everything will kind of even up, I believe, with those things. Other than Gordonsville, it's going to take just a great effort to beat Gordonsville, I believe. But again, like Doug Strong talked about in their first broadcast, you don't have to beat them until the sub-state, you know, until you get to that point, and you won't face them there, so you don't have to beat them for a long time. You just got to get to that point where you can survive in advance, and that's what each night, each at-bat is working to do to get you better to be able to move to that next round.
District 7-8 baseball play over. Again, Gordonsville number 1, 6-0. Pickett second, 5-3. Rebone Springs in that third spot at 4-4. Clay County fourth, 3-5. Clark Range at the bottom at 0-6. This boys' District 7-8 update's been brought to you by Cumberland Exteriors, offering you windows, doors, siding, roof, metal, and more. They are the folks you can trust to protect your home from the elements.
With Twin Lakes Future Proof Fiber Network, experience the gig difference. With up to 10,000 megabits per second, everything is different. Connect as many devices as you'd like and stream videos without buffering. Music and photos fly, gaming gets real, and nobody's left hanging. That's the gig difference with Twin Lakes. Call or visit us online at twinlakes.net. Get your gig today.
Welcome back. Welcome. Sorry, folks, got the tongue-tied there in the break. Welcome back to the Carquest pregame show, where it's time for the keys to the game. Our last thoughts before first pitch, brought to you by Copeland's Rural Supply. KD, I do it to you every broadcast. What you got for us ahead of this one?
Well, just like the case was when they faced the Wildcats earlier, the Bulldogs will have to pitch and feel very well, and they will have to get some people on base and score some runs, which they've had a lot of difficulty doing lately. You know, we were looking earlier in the week at the stats. We had one 300 hitter then. We don't have a 300 hitter now. 270 is our highest individual batting average. Got to be able to score runs. And we've got enough speed. We could do what Pickett County did to us the other night. If we can get the guys on base, we've got to get them there first. They're going to have to play aggressively. They have nothing whatsoever to lose. It'll take another good pitching effort to hold Livingston down. Livingston, Craig, you mentioned this the other night. They bring some serious bats with them. You know, they're capable of scoring double-digit runs, which means we're going to have to put some runs on the board.
Yeah.
No doubt about that. Got to figure out some way to get on base, whether it's by walk or getting hit by a pitcher, whatever. Just got to have some base runners and put some pressure on the L.A. defense.
Craig, you know this program better than anybody, in my opinion. You know, what's Livingston Academy coming in here? You know, this is a small single-A school. As much as I want to build it up, the rivalry's gone. I'm sure for on both sides, but you know, is Livingston are they vulnerable at all coming in here against a smaller school in a game they think they're going to run away with?
Well, you never know. You never know. I think Coach Loftus, his key tonight will be to keep his team focused. You know, that's the key, because sometimes you are going to come into a game where you're a heavy favorite. In baseball, you never know. You're one bad hop away from three runs scoring, so you never know. But I think that'll be his key. Just keep them focused, not looking ahead to Upperman coming up next week. Got that big battle with their big rival now. So I don't think that's going to be an issue with this team. They are very focused every night, and at 15-4, you got to be able to have a record like that. But is there a chance to knock them off? Sure, there's a chance, but it's going to take almost a perfect game from Clay County to be able to do so, I believe.
And then you hit on it, Kevin. It's going to be the second start we're going to see of the young sophomore, Nolan Adams. He's going to be on the mound. We saw him pitch. Well, we saw him play his very first game and start at pitcher in one of our other broadcasts. Craig, you know, he's had some time to kind of develop, I think. We saw him throw a few innings the other night, and, you know, Adams is not scared of anybody. So
yeah.
I think he might be the guy to
yeah.
have tonight.
And that's the thing. A pitcher, you're only as good as your next day's pitcher. And that's what it is. If your pitcher comes out and can shut them down, you never know. I mean, he's got the stuff that can do that. He's got a good fastball. It's very active. He can throw in the changeup and maybe a little bit of a curve sometimes. He's got a pretty good range of pitches. And like you said, he's got confidence. You can see him. There's a lot of confidence in him. So he's probably looking forward to this challenge and saying, yeah, I can hold them to 2-3 runs. If you'll just give me some run support, we'll be all right. And that's what the rest of this team's got to think, I believe, if that's what's going through his mind. And, yeah, the pitcher can be the complete difference in any game.
Kevin, I know you Doug filled in for you during that last broadcast when Adams pitched, but you probably got his numbers there.
Well, he's pitched 13 innings. So far, roughly half what the other two Clay County starters have had. But let's face it, he's a good athlete. He's going to have a pretty live arm. Is he capable? I don't think there's any doubt. He just needs some more time out there. Yeah. You know, 13 innings in an entire season. Of course, he hadn't been with the team the entire season either. He's just now starting to warm up,
yeah.
You know, really and truly. And who knows, maybe this is the breakout game for him.
We're looking forward to watching him and this game we're going to have in front of us. This has been the Keys to the Game, brought to you by Copeland's Rural Supply, offering building materials, hardware, farm supplies, electrical, lawn and garden, and more. Visit them at 408 Brown Street across from the post office in Salina to see all they have to offer. Craig, the coaches meeting with the umpires here at home plate, and it's about time for the Subway starting lineups, I guess.
It is. The Subway starting lineups for tonight's game brought to you by local owners Greg and Melissa Brandon in Clay County. On the defensive side for the Clay County Bulldogs, they'll start like this. As we talked about, Nolan Adams, the pitcher. Coach Devron Brown, he's moved some people around for tonight's matchup against Livingston Academy. Catching tonight will be Reese Adams. We see him normally at first base. He'll be the catcher tonight for Clay County. At first base is Brady Daly. At second base is Warner Melton. Melton, I think he's been playing left field most of the time. He moves into second base. At shortstop is Kyler Westmoreland, who replaces Nolan Adams, who mainly plays when he's not pitching at shortstop. And at third base is Aiden Keene, who had a good night the other night against Pickett County at third base defensively. In the outfield for Clay County, number 45, Eli Burnett, gets the start in left field. In center field is Leighton Brown. And in right field is Caden Dyer for the Clay County Bulldogs defensively. Now for the Wildcats offensively, the batting order, they'll go with Zach Cotterman leading off, Carson Parrott to follow Cotterman in the second spot, Tayshawn Hayes will bat third, Dylan York hitting cleanup in the fourth spot, Dawson Ledbetter batting fifth, Ryan Paul Campbell batting sixth, batting seventh is Drew Goolsby, hitting the eighth spot is Ethan Hooks, and batting ninth is Ethan Westmoreland. As Ethan Hooks is the designated hitter, he bats for Drake Blankenship. Waylon Cherry is the designated hitter for Clay County. He bats for Leighton Brown, who is playing center field. That finger still may be bothering him a little bit, where he got that injured about 10 days ago, so he is still not batting yet tonight, and that is the Subway starting lineups. The lineups have been brought to you by local owners Greg and Melissa Brannon, whose sandwich artists are ready to take your order in person, online, or in the Subway app every day until 9 p.m. Eat fresh and refresh at Subway on the bypass in Salina. And how's that? Thomas, I think we've timed it just right for the national anthem here for the first time this year.
I think you're exactly right, Craig. As they get ready to play it, we'll go to break and be back with Clay County and Livingston Academy.
Clay County, Tennessee is a great place to live. Working together, we can make it even better. If you want to be a part of this effort, the Clay County 3-Star Program is always looking for volunteers. If you have the desire and a few hours a month, please get involved with our community and the 3-Star Program. Come by or call the Chamber of Commerce at 931-243-3338. We'll find a way that you can contribute.
Tri-County Electric will be utilizing text messaging as part of our outage management system. We now have the ability to text to share known outages with members. We automatically include all members we have a cell phone number for, so please make sure your phone number is updated. Members can opt out at any time. Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve. Go Bulldogs!
Tired of running around, trying to find everything you need for a project, or traveling out of town to a big box store? If so, go to The Getting Place, Salina Lumber Company, where if you need it, they've got it right here at home. For all things home improvement, Salina Lumber has been the place for over a half century. They offer all the conveniences of a big box store, but with a small town feel. Stop by today, call them at 931-243-3315, or follow them on Facebook. Salina Lumber Company, the getting place.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Twin Rivers healthcare facility, has an array of services provided for our residents. From rehabilitation to skilled nursing to long-term and dementia care, our caring staff is equipped to handle the needs of you and your loved ones. Through our model of care, it is our goal that you and your loved one will receive quality, compassionate care by well-trained professionals who serve you from their hearts. Nestled in the hills of Tennessee, we serve southern Kentucky, as well as Macon, Jackson, and Overton counties in the Upper Cumberland. For more information about services offered, please call us at 931-243-3139 or visit us on the web at SalinaHealthAndRehab.com.
The wait is over. You have better things to do with your time other than wait, especially when it comes to accessing your personal funds. With Card at Once from Bank of Salina, our friendly staff now has the ability to distribute fully functioning, personalized debit cards on site. No more waiting days for a card and a pen to be mailed to you. Open up an account today and walk out of our branch ready to use your money with your new debit card. Bank of Salina, serving thousands of customers one at a time. Equal housing member, member FDIC.
The loss of a loved one can leave you with unanswered questions, along with feelings of stress, anxiety, and grief. At Clay County Funeral Home, they stand ready to guide you through troubled times with compassionate and personalized care. Locally owned and family operated in the heart of Salina, they offer distinctive and affordable services designed to honor the ones you hold so dear in a way unique to the departed and meaningful to you. Clay County Funeral Home, dedicated to helping families honor and remember their loved ones with compassion, dignity, and respect.
Welcome back to the Horizon Sports Network coverage of Clay County Bulldog Baseball being presented by Clay Power Sports. We're getting ready for the Clay County Bulldogs and the Livingston Academy Wildcats. We don't get to say that very often in any sport anymore, Craig. And, you know, it's one of those old rivalries that has kind of fallen by the wayside, and I think it's a shame.
Yeah, I do too. I love playing Clay County. It was never Livingston Academy. Got to play them, and I tell you, it was really great to going back to the old days when it was still Salina, and you'd go into that gym over there, that old gym, and that's just you don't have gyms with character like that anymore. You know, it's just everything's kind of become it's got to look modern and all this kind of stuff. That was neat, just going in there to play in that gym, and when you went in there, that basketball, the players, I mean, they're still doing it. I mean, they're turning out players left and right. But back in the day, you can remember teams that just scared people all over the state when you heard the names of those players. And yeah, it's fun. And football, I remember coming over here doing a football game one year. I think it was 92. You may have been on that team over there in the fog when you couldn't see anything.
I'll let you remember that one.
Livingston did it. Well, it was close, though, wasn't it? I believe. No, was it not?
That was when Livingston, I think, may have went undefeated and then ended up getting put out at Marion County that year.
Lost to Oneida that year.
But anyway, they were really good. That was my sophomore season. Yeah. I'm not sure. Did you say 92? But anyway, they're always good when they come in here. Kevin, I know you got a lot of those memories in there, too, about Livingston and Salina.
Well, we never played Livingston in football. When I was in school,
really?
That rivalry had stopped, but we did in basketball. And I remember my senior year, we actually went to Livingston and beat L.A. there. But that was the first win against Livingston, I think, in like 10 years. So, you know, that was a big deal. And then we had another pretty good dry spell through there, too. So, but a lot of memories. I remember a lot of players who wound up playing – some on the same team in college playing against each other, you know, on the basketball court and whatnot. I remember Jimmy Maynard and Ogletree from Livingston and your Uncle Bill Napier Thomas playing against each other, and they all wind up on the football team over Tennessee Tech later, you know.
Yeah. Long history between these two communities, really, Craig.
And it's a good history. You know, it's not one of those rivalries where there is a hatred. It doesn't seem like that when they're on the.
No, wait a minute.
When they're on the field or on the hardwood, wherever that there's that competitive fire that's always there. But then once it's over, everybody seemed to be very cordial with each other. That's what you want with a rivalry. When the game's going on, you want to play as hard as you can play every second of every game. And then when it gets done, go have a little barbecue or something, you know, when it's over. That's kind of what I feel like this rivalry is. It's intense, but it's almost a social one, too, or was it back in the day?
Yeah, it was for sure. And, you know, of course, what's all changed that, Kevin, we talked about it. This is a 3A baseball team now. You know, back in the day, I'll say it again, you know, we were always highly competitive at every sport.
Yeah.
You know, Clay County or Salina actually had a pretty good advantage for a while there, and then it kind of flipped the other way, and that kind of went with the population and just a much larger school. I don't even know how many students they got.
For sure.
They got a bunch.
LA's, I think, right around 900,
yeah.
Somewhere between 900 and 1,000. So
yeah.
They're three times as big as Clay County High School, roughly.
Here we go.
Zach Cotterman to lead off facing Nolan Adams on a beautiful sunny afternoon. The first pitch going to just miss high and inside for ball one. And let me tell you, this is August weather. The sun even looks more like August than it does April. It's mid-80s. You wouldn't expect this for a game this time of year. Cotterman takes that one for strike one to even the count, but we'll take it because next week it looks like it's going to be a little bit different, doesn't it?
That'll be another one of our winters. I'm not sure which one we're up to.
Blackberries may be blooming by then as the 1-1 pitch from Adams misses inside to Cotterman. Take the count 2-1.
Yeah, I think Nolan just letting the Wildcat know he's there with that one.
If I'm not mistaken, Zach Cotterman is committed to play baseball for a small college in Ohio next year. That one fouled off into the net for strike two to even the count at 2-2.
Well, you'd have to think he's a pretty good player to lead off for L.A. here.
Got some power, got great speed when he gets on the base pads. He got a cannon at shortstop. You have to have speed to beat down anything hit to his spot. That one bounces in for ball three to take the count full now at 3-2 for the leadoff batter for Living Stud Academy.
Well, guys, if you're going to play college sport at any level, I don't care if it's a small school or a big school, that's a big deal, you know.
3-2 pitch. Swing and a miss for strike three. Big strike out there by Nolan Adams to get the game started. And like we talked about, a pitcher can make all the difference. That first batter was a good showing right there by Nolan Adams.
Well, you can see the confidence, and that's even going to help it, Kevin, you get a strikeout against a team like Livingston on your first batter.
Absolutely, and he got him. That ball was pretty wide, but he got him to swing.
First pitch to Parrott, right the numbers for strike one. That's what you can do, though. If you work a count full, then the batter's got to protect the plate, and they might chase one out of the zone like that.
That's right.
Ahead in the count here to Parrott, 0-1 is Adams. The 0-1 pitch, this one hits sharply to center field. Center field Brown going back. That's over his head, and that's down to the base of the wall for a double for Parrott. He'll hold there on a well-hit ball to dead center field by Carson Parrott. Brown playing in, and we talked about those big bats of Livingston Academy right there showed that as that one hit just about 10 feet shy of the wall on the fly.
Yeah, two straight fastballs down the pipe there from Nolan Adams, and we saw Parrott get on that one, Kevin. And, you know, you don't see that much either out of Brown. That ball was hit very well to get past him.
And he sprinted immediately. I mean, he headed back and still just couldn't track it down.
Tayshawn Hayes, the batter now for Livingston. He plays right field for the Wildcats with a chance to get the Wildcats on the boards. Hayes rips this one to second base, caught by Melton in the air, but nobody on short covering as they didn't expect that line drive to get there that quickly, but the line out to the new second baseman there, Warner Melton, for out number two of the inning, and a big catch right there on a well-hit ball by Tayshawn Hayes.
That probably saved a run. If that gets through, he's probably coming around from second.
Dylan York, the batter, looks at a ball inside to take the count 1-0 to the Livingston left fielder. Adams takes a look out to Cotterman at second base. York looks at ball two. There's that one's low for ball two. York stepping back in. Adams again looking at that runner. They're not holding him on. That one's going to be called strike one, catching the outside part of the plate. Kind of a difference in coaches age-wise is Coach Brown in his first year. Coach Loftus, he's been at Livingston, gosh, I'd say 13, 14 years now the head coach for the Wildcats. That one misses away for ball three to take the count 3-1.
And, you know, honestly, that's what makes a program. A lot of times when you have that consistency at the leadership position in the game.
Oh, yeah, continuity means a lot.
3-1 pitch from Adams. This one ripped to the right side. That's going to be down for a base hit. That'll score a run as Cotterman didn't even slow down. They'll hit the cutoff man, but there's no play there. And a single and an RBI for Dylan York to right field. And the Wildcats are on the board 1-0.
And that's three very well hit balls. Even one of the outs was a well hit ball.
Yeah, Tayshawn Hayes, that line drive, just hit it right at the second baseman Melton to get the second out. And now it's Dawson Ledbetter, the batter for Livingston. York going to go, stumbles a little bit, but slides in safely there at second base as Dylan able to steal second to throw a little bit wide.
And well, Ledbetter is a big young man, isn't he?
Pitch was a strike to Dawson and just a sophomore.
Wow.
That one misses high for ball one to Ledbetter.
You know, we talk about the knowing people between these communities. I'm pretty sure these last two batters' fathers played with me, against me. Would that be Darren York and David Ledbetter?
That's it.
Okay.
Wow. Small David, world.
David's right below us here, and Darren, he's sitting down right over there. They're both out there.
Well, they look like them.
They do, yeah.
That's what gave it away to me.
Two-one pitch. This one hit to the shortstop. Up with it. Got underneath the glove of Westmoreland. That'll let York move down to third base. That'll let Ledbetter reach first, and runners at the corners now for Livingston Academy's Ryan Paul Campbell, the center fielder for the Wildcats. And you talk about covering some ground in center field. When you see him play defense, Ryan Paul, he can cover some ground for Livingston Academy. Two outs, but runners at first and third for Livingston. First pitch here, misses high for ball one to Campbell.
Hope that error didn't come back to haunt the Dogs. That could have been the third out.
That one will be a ball as well to take the count 2-0.
Yeah, already down one run here, Kevin. You're exactly right. That would have been nice to get in the dugout.
2-0 pitch. Catches the outside part of the plate on a pretty pitch for strike one.
You know, and Doug Strong talked about the movement that Nolan Adams has on his balls there. You know, that wasn't really a breaking ball, Kevin.
Yeah,
it crossed sides of the plate.
That was evident there, yeah.
2-1 pitch. That one bounces in. Good job by Adams behind the plate keeping that one there. It takes the count 3-1 as Reese Adams catching tonight against Livingston Academy. 3-1 pitch. Ooh. Oh, that one broke back inside for strike two. That was a big-time breaking ball there to take the count full. Campbell.
Again, has a little heat behind it. You know, I guess more of a slider type, Kevin. Is that what you call it?
With that much speed, I'd have to call it a slider.
3-2 pitch. Swing and a miss for strike three. So a couple of strikeouts in the inning. Livingston scores a run. They strand two. We're through half an inning. Clay County coming up to bat right after this.
With today's fast pace, everybody needs convenience, and Bulldog fans don't have to look far to find it. Whether you're in need of a hot breakfast early in the morning, a quick lunch, pizza for an evening dinner, or anything in between, with Happy Sack and Obie River Markets in Salina, your options are endless. And don't forget about our hunting and fishing supplies, cold drinks, and other conveniences on both ends of town. Happy Sack and Obie River Markets of Salina, offering Bulldog fans hometown convenience any time of the day.
With Twin Lakes Future Proof Fiber Network, experience the gig difference. With up to 10,000 megabits per second, everything is different. Connect as many devices as you'd like and stream videos without buffering. Music and photos fly, gaming gets real, and nobody's left hanging. That's the gig difference with Twin Lakes.
Call or visit us online at TwinLakes.net. Get your gig today.
Across our communities, Macon Bank and Trust Company is here for you. We stand firm behind your investments, and we continue to be a strong supporter of our local schools. Macon Bank and Trust Company, a proud sponsor of our youth athletes, your hometown community bank since 1919. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Welcome back to Horizon Sports Network coverage of Clay County Bulldog Baseball being presented by Clay Power Sports, where Clay County trails Livingston Academy 0-1 heading into the bottom of the first inning. While we got a little time, I want to tell our listeners and watchers to please share this broadcast on Facebook for us. If you're watching, just go down and hit the share button. And if you do, you have a chance to win a Delhalla Horizon newspaper subscription. Greg?
There we go. Yeah, that's a cool thing. That keep up to date with what's going on year round, not just during sports seasons around the Clay County area. So go share that video for us and help spread the word that we're broadcasting. It's first year doing spring sports for the Delhalla Horizon. That's great to be a part of, and it's just continuing to grow. It seems like the Clay County Bulldogs up to bat for the first time. Nolan Adams will lead off. He'll be followed by Brady Daly, then Kyler Westmoreland, Reese Adams, Aiden Keene, Caden Dyer batting sixth, hitting seventh, Warner Melton, eighth, Waylon Cherry, and ninth, Eli Burnett, facing Ethan Westmoreland on the mound for Livingston. And a swing and a miss for strike one to Nolan Adams. Catching for the Wildcats is Drake Blankenship. At first base is Dawson Ledbetter. At second base is Carson Parrott, the 0-1 pitch. That one misses high for ball one to even the count at 1-1. At shortstop is Zach Cotterman. At third base is Drew Goolsby. For Livingston, we'll get the outfield quickly right after this. The 1-1 pitch. This one hit on the left side. Left fielder going back. That's well hit. Left fielder going to be able to track it down. Is out in left field. Is Dylan York making the play as York gets the fly out from Nolan Adams for the first out of the Clay County bottom of the first. In center field is Ryan Paul Campbell, and in right field is Tayshawn Hayes, but pretty good contact right there by Nolan Adams on that deep fly ball.
Yeah, not a bad start there, Kevin. We talked about him making contact, putting the bat on the ball. Nolan Adams did that.
Well-struck ball, and Nolan's the leading average hitter for us on the season, batting .270. Also tied for the team lead in stolen bases with a dozen.
Brady Daly to face Westmoreland for the first time in this matchup as Daly steps in for the Bulldogs. First pitch. This one hit on the right side, but it's going to be well foul and out of play for strike one. So Daly lifts one foul. His first time facing Westmoreland. I think there is an advantage to getting to see a pitcher twice. Usually you don't get to see one two times throughout the season. 0-1 pitch. That one misses high for ball one.
Right, Craig. It is kind of rare.
Yeah. When you're district games, you play back-to-back nights, so you can't see the same one. That one misses high for ball two to Daly. That could be an advantage for the hitters for Clay County. Could be an advantage for Westmoreland, getting to see them and know a little bit more of their tendencies after the second time seeing this team.
While we're talking about connections, I think Westmoreland's parents are both from Clay County. Adam Westmoreland was a classmate of ours, and his mother, Carrie, also.
Well, that's something I didn't know. Daly hits that one foul and out of play to take the count 2-2. Ethan may be a I'm not sure if he's a sophomore or a junior. Daly fouls that one off to stay alive. Count stays 2-2 to Brady Daly, the first baseman.
Well, the Dogs have come out swinging. They're sure not leaving the bat on the shoulder tonight.
Yeah, Daly in there battling.
2-2 pitch. Swing and a miss for strike three. Took a little something off that one, and Daly couldn't make contact for out number two and strike out number one for Ethan Westmoreland. A little off speed can get you fooled after seeing straight fastballs for about six pitches there to Daly. Now Kyler Westmoreland facing Ethan Westmoreland. In this exchange, swing and a miss for strike one by Kyler Westmoreland.
We talked about Westmoreland, you know, being one of the senior leaders on this team, Craig, and you know, made some really great plays in defensively, and yeah, also got some crucial hits for the Dogs.
He has. He's played well for Clay County. Couldn't make contact on that one on the outside part of the strike zone. They'll set up that way again. Check swing. He went for strike three. Blankenship didn't hold it. He'll throw down to first to complete the strikeout, and we're through one complete. Clay County goes in order in the bottom of the first. We'll move to the top of the second. No score, rather Livingston 1, Clay County 0 here in Salina.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center has been providing skilled nursing care and rehab services here in Salina for over 40 years. We serve Southern Kentucky and area Tennessee counties, including Clay, Jackson, Overton, and Macon. This is Activities Director Corey Barlow reminding you it is our goal for you and your loved one to receive quality, compassionate care by well-trained professionals who serve you from their hearts. Give us a call at 931-243-3139 or visit us on the web at SalinaHealthAndRehab.com.
Tired of running around, trying to find everything you need for a project, or traveling out of town to a big box store? If so, go to the Getting Place, Salina Lumber Company, where if you need it, they've got it right here at home. For all things home improvement, Salina Lumber has been the place for over a half century. They offer all the conveniences of a big box store, but with a small town feel. Stop by today, call them at 931-243-3315, or follow them on Facebook. Salina Lumber Company, the Getting Place.
Hello, Clay County. Do you ever come across a home project and realize you're short of the tools or supplies you need? Whether it's building materials, electrical components, plumbing parts, or supplies for your farm and garden, Copeland's Rural Supply has you covered. We don't stop at supplies. We stand strong with our local pride, the Bulldogs, on and off the field. So come down to Copeland's Rural Supply. Let's continue to build this community together, one project, one game, and one victory at a time. See you soon, and let's go Bulldogs!
Welcome back to the Horizon Sports Network coverage of Clay County Bulldog Baseball, members presented by Clay Power Sports. I just talked about sharing the broadcast for your chance to win a Delhalla Horizon newspaper subscription. I also failed to mention our winner from our last broadcast, Miss Carolyn Skipworth. So, Miss Carolyn, if you'll just send us an email to info@delhallahorizon.com to claim your subscription. If you already have one, we'll add a year to it, or you're welcome to gift it to someone else if you want to do that. You're going to get something out of it, Greg.
Yeah, a lot of enjoyment throughout the year. You can always find something in there very interesting. I know I get to look at it every now and then, and it'll be 7, 8, and 9 batters due up for Livingston, Drew Goolsby, Ethan Hooks, and Ethan Westmoreland due up for the Wildcats here in the top of the second. That one misses away for ball one.
So just two hits for Lucas Academy in that first inning, guys, but also the error. So they had, you know, multiple base runners, and I think that's what led to the run, wasn't it, Kevin?
We're seeing that pattern more and more over these last 3-4 games.
Call strike there to even the count at 1-1. 1-1 pitch hits him. Goolsby, a little softer pitch that time. Not one of those that'll really hurt you badly, as it hit him right in the kind of shoulder. So that's not a bad place to get hit. Not a bad pitch to get hit with to get on base if that's the way you want to do it.
That one got away from Adams right there, Kevin. You know, I don't know. Maybe a two-finger slider that lost a finger.
Yeah, trying to break a big curveball off one. Hard to tell.
Ethan Hooks, the designated hitter, batting now for Livingston. He hits for Drake Blankenship. Hits this one to second base. Melton can't come up with it. Still has a chance at first and still got him there at first, as that one kind of bounced out of the glove initially. But Warner Melton sticking with it there to go to first base to get the first out of the inning.
Yeah, good job by Melton. And that's what you're seeing here. You're seeing a couple guys playing, you know, positions they're not necessarily used to. Nolan Adams is starting shortstop. Usually Westmoreland's at second. And Melton, he's played all over, guys, once he's come back from injury. So that's hard to adjust to sometimes, Kevin.
Yeah, that, credit to him. Well, he kept the ball in front of him, main thing, and still had plenty of time being at second to throw the runner out at first.
First pitch low for a ball to Ethan Westmoreland. And now this one catches the inside part of the strike zone for call strike one to even the count at 1-1. Here you talk about that big breaking curveball a couple of times. Livingston players have bailed out. Yeah, it's broke back inside to be a strike.
Yeah, Westmoreland was gone there.
Yeah. They sprint in to try to hold the runner on at second. That pitch gets away. It bounces right back to Adams, though. Smart base running out there by Goolsby to not try to take second on that pitch. It was a ball to take the count 2-1 out of Westmoreland.
I think everybody froze on that move except for Adams.
Yeah, no one didn't know what was – of course, he goes back to it, didn't really see what was going on. This one fouled off the plate there for strike two.
I mean, even the umpire and the catcher, Kevin, wasn't expecting
yeah,
it.
That had an odd factor to it there. But you don't have to wait for the defensive guys to get back in position. So he went ahead and brought it to the plate.
Takes a look out to Cotterman, or rather to Goolsby. This one hit on the left side. That's going to be down for a base hit. Runner rounding third base. Going to come in to score on a single and RBI by Ethan Westmoreland as Goolsby will come in to score from second base. And that shows just how big little plays can be. If they field that ball cleanly at second, you might get the runner at second and keep that run off the board. But that being having to go to first to get the out, that lets a run come in to score for Livingston.
Yeah, and just, you know, Westmoreland pacing that one perfectly, Kevin, and turned on it.
Yeah, I was surprised he didn't get two. I can't quite see the left field corner from here. He must have been hugging the corner a little bit, the left fielder.
Back to the top of the order. They'll throw over to first as I think we've got a courtesy runner in there for the Livingston catcher. Number five will be the runner for the Wildcats. If I can find in the pile of papers where number five is, that is Junior Steele, the courtesy runner for Livingston. So he'll run for the pitcher, Ethan Westmoreland. That one breaks back over the strike zone as well for a call strike to Cotterman. Count goes 0-1 to the leadoff man for Livingston Academy. A one pitch. Runner goes. Cotterman hits this one sharply to short over the outstretched glove of Kyler Westmoreland. Steele going to round second, come into third. That'll let Cotterman move into second base. On a single, he'll advance on the throw, but that shows you the heating ability of Zach Cotterman as he just was able to hit that one hard into left center field and move the runner down to third base.
Yeah, and you said it coming in, Craig, that Livingston Academy would be bringing some hot bats, and there's no doubt about it. I mean, Nolan Adams is doing everything he can. We've seen him throw the breaking ball as much as possible, Kevin, and getting called strikes. But you've got to get it close to the plate, and when you do, the Wildcats are getting on it.
They're taking advantage of it, no doubt about it. That's five well-hit balls now. Like I say, Adams is battling. Yeah.
He is.
Carson Parrott up to bat, and he hit that deep one to the wall in center field on a bounce. The first pitch was a ball to Parrott. This one hit on the right side. Right fielder takes a step to his right. Now coming in, that'll drop for a base hit for Carson Parrott. A run will come in to score. The runners had to hold to see if the catch would be made out there in right field by Caden Dyer. Couldn't come up with it, and it's going to be a single. And I guess that would be an RBI for Parrott, as the second run of the inning comes in to score, and Livingston moves in front 3-0 here in the top of the second.
And again, just putting the bat on the ball and putting it in play, Kevin, not a whole lot you can do about it.
That wasn't a line drive. That was a blooper, that fault, but it's a seeing eye hit.
Tayshawn Hayes, the batter now for Livingston, talk about line drives. He hit a hard line drive to Warner Melton. The runner goes, going to be called strike one. They're not even holding Parrott on with the runner at third base. So stolen base here for Carson Parrott to move runners to second and third. 0-1 to Tayshaun Hayes with one out here in the top of the second inning. 0-1 pitch. This one hit on the left side in the air. Well, it actually went foul over the right side. I lost it coming off the bat, but it went well over the right side to take the count 0-2 now to Tayshaun Hayes.
And, guys, as we did earlier in the season, we have a softball game going on right here, earlier in the week, that is. Junior high today. We'll try to keep you updated on that. Looks like no score in the second inning.
Yeah, Lady Dogs off today. I think they head to Cookeville tomorrow for some more non-conference action. Looking forward to getting back on the call with the Clay County softball next week. We got two big games coming up.
The 0-2 pitch here from Adams. That one breaks back over the plate. And does not. That's ball one to Tayshaun Hayes, so it's 1-2 to the Livingston right fielder. I know Gordonsville is the first one. Who is the second game next week for?
We'll be calling a little border battle. It'll be the team from Monroe County, Kentucky, Tompkinsville, coming to town.
Swing and a miss for strike three there. That's the third strike out of the game for Nolan Adams. Out number two here in the second inning for Livingston. Now Dylan York, the batter for the Wildcats. He singled with an RBI his other plate appearance. That's one thing about it. Adams, the pitch count's got to be going up because this is the fourth batter to hit twice, and we're only in the second inning now for Livingston. York hits this one on the right side. Right fielder going back and can't make the leaping catch. He did make the leaping catch.
Nice effort.
When he spun around, I thought that that indicated popped out of the glove, but it didn't. And a great catch out there in right field by Caden Dyer to track that one down and end the inning on the fly out to right field. So we're through 1.5. It's Livingston Academy 3, Clay County 0.
Clay County, Tennessee is a great place to live and a great place to retire. If you're a native of Clay County nearing retirement age, we hope you'll consider coming back home. The cost of living is very reasonable, and there's absolutely no better place to get away from it all. Tell your friends about us, and we urge you to visit delhollalake.org or call the Clay County Chamber of Commerce at 931-243-3338 for more details.
This is Daniel Strong, voice of the Bulldogs on the Horizon Sports Network, here to set the record straight. Everybody claims to have the best barbecue, Kansas City, Texas, on and on. But this is the heart of barbecue country, and none can match what's served up right here in Salina at Del Home One Stop Barbecue, with their famous sliced pork shoulders, shredded chicken ribs, or loaded taters, all served with homemade sides. It just can't be beat. So come get yours 7 days a week, or call it in at 243-4445. Del Home One Stop Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around. Heat pumps are ideal in southern climates. In the winter, they draw warmth from the air to keep you warm. In the summer, they remove heat from the air to keep you cool. And they do it all in the most energy-efficient way possible. Even better, when it's installed by a quality network contractor, you'll be eligible for low-interest financing with no money down. Call Tri-County Electric for all the exciting details of our no-money-down, low-cost financing heat pump financing program. Tri-County Electric. Owned and operated by those we serve. Go Bulldogs!
Welcome back to Horizon Sports Network coverage of Clay County Bulldog Baseball, being presented by Clay Power Sports for Clay County Trails Livingston Academy. 0-3 after the Wildcats added two runs in the top of the second inning. Like I said, this broadcast being presented by Clay Power Sports. Folks, if you haven't done so, you need to stop by their huge dealership and store below the Cumberland River Bridge in Salina. Boats, mowers, side-by-sides, anything you can think of. The largest fishing tackle selection I've seen outside of a Bass Pro Shop in Nashville Creek.
And that short drive, easy to get to, then right over to the lake as Reese Adams leads off. He'll look at a ball outside there. So just a convenience means a whole lot in shopping there. And like you said, the selection is great. And these days like this hot today, the cold front coming through, those fish probably biting as Adams hits this one foul and out of play for strike one to even the count at 1-1.
And Thomas, with the selection Clay Power Sports has, they're going to be a regional supplier, aren't they? I mean, this is not going to be just a local business. There'll be a lot of local business, but
Yeah, no doubt. I mean, they've got people. Well, let's see what this pitch does.
Swing and a miss there for strike two.
Got people coming from all over because they have the products they sell are sought after, and they can't find them anywhere else. People traveling from, you know, the East Coast, Outer Banks of North Carolina to come get a duck boat, or somebody coming to pick up a pontoon, so on and so forth. So you're right, Kevin. Definitely looking for the local support. They got to have it to stay, you know, to stay in business here in Clay County. But the ultimate goal is to be kind of the supplier for the region, just like you say.
Yeah, right. Adams fouls that one off to keep the count at 1-2 now to the Clay County catcher. Ethan Westmoreland on the mound for Livingston. 1-2 pitch to Adams. Swing and a miss on a check swing for call strike three for out number one. And just looking back, talked about Livingston getting a lot of players on up to bat. They've sent 13 players to the plate already through two innings, but Clay County's only given up two runs. They've got to feel like that's kind of a win for them through two innings.
Yeah, I think you're exactly right, Craig. And we've got only the fifth Clay County batter.
Yeah, and Aiden Keene, the batter, and that first one a swinging strike for strike one. Yeah, Ethan Westmoreland has retired the first four for Clay County. 0-1 pitch. That one misses away. They'll ask if he went. They said he did. Going to be a check swing strike, and the count goes 0-2.
And Keene's still the leading runs batted in player for Clay County and second on the team in average, just behind the leader.
That one misses away for ball one.
Keene's one of those players you feel like he gets his money's worth when he's at the plate.
Yeah, no doubt. Of course, we named him the TDS top performer earlier this week.
Call strike three on the outside part of the plate for strikeout number two of the inning. Out number two in the inning. Four strikeouts in a row now for Ethan Westmoreland here in the first and second innings.
Yeah, Westmoreland heating up, guys, and he's got some stuff. There was, I'm not good enough to know, a slider breaking ball on the outside corner, Kevin, and you can't throw it any better than that.
It had probably a foot break on it. You know, that's hard to handle.
Caden Dyer, the batter now for Clay County. That one will miss for ball one. Kevin looking at his phone there a minute ago, said still 85 degrees as we approach 6 o'clock on an April evening. How often do you get to say that?
Not very. And I didn't realize it even gotten that hot today.
Yeah. That one misses away for ball two. Yeah, 87 when I was driving in. Two and zero now to Caden Dyer.
Well, I know you guys like it, but I'll take the upcoming weekend. Those 60s sound a whole lot better to me.
2-0 pitch. That one misses inside for ball three. 78, 79.
Getting picky.
Yeah, yeah. Well, if you're going to order, you may as well order what you want.
That's right.
Westmoreland behind 3-0 to Dyer. And gives up the first base runner of the day on a two-out walk after four consecutive strikeouts. Caden Dyer will reach base for Clay County with Warner Melton coming to the plate.
You know, and just in the time span that we've been doing these broadcasts, guys, we've seen Dyer kind of earning more and more playing time. Yeah. And that's why. Very selective at the plate. He's had some crucial hits here and there and also played well in the outfield a couple games.
That one bounces in to Melton for ball one.
And in only 14 plate appearances, he scored five runs.
I mean,
he's scoring one every three times he comes to the plate. So that's
just been the last couple of weeks we've seen the emergence of Caden Dyer.
Made a great catch in the outfield to end the inning a moment ago. Swing and a miss on a big cut there by Warner Melton to even the count at 1-1. Westmoreland gets the sign from Blankenship, takes a look over to first base. Dawson Ledbetter holding Dyer on. That one catches the outside part of the plate for call strike two. As the count goes 1-2 now to Warner Melton.
You know, Coach Brown usually very, very aggressive with a runner on, guys, and, you know, we haven't seen that yet.
1-2 pitch from Westmoreland. There's a big lead. Now he's going to go. Maybe caught in a rundown, though, as that throw gets away from the second baseman, and he's going to hold there, but it will be a stolen base. As unable to field that one cleanly for Livingston was Carson Parrott, and it will be a runner in scoring position now for Warner Melton on that little delayed steal there by Caden Dyer.
And yeah. They had Dyer, but they didn't execute.
Yeah. Good job.
Gutsy played by him.
Westmoreland seeing it and making the turn. Just, you're right, Kevin. The execution allowed him to get in there.
1-2 to Warner Melton. Swing and a miss for strike three. So between the two last strikeouts by Ethan Westmoreland, he gives up a walk. He strikes out the side, though. We're through two complete. It is Livingston Academy 3, Clay County 0.
The wait is over. You have better things to do with your time other than wait, especially when it comes to accessing your personal funds. With Card at Once from Bank of Salina, our friendly staff now has the ability to distribute fully functioning, personalized debit cards on site. No more waiting days for a card and a pen to be mailed to you. Open up an account today and walk out of our branch ready to use your money with your new debit card. Bank of Salina, serving thousands of customers one at a time. Equal housing member, member FDIC.
Welcome back to Horizon Sports Network coverage of Clay County Bulldog Baseball being presented by Clay Power Sports for Clay County Trails Livingston Academy 0-3 heading into the third inning. Here's your dog recap brought to you by State Farm and local agent Andrew Locke. The Wildcats added one run in the top of the first inning when Darren York stroked an RBI single to score Carson Parrott to make it 0-1. 1-2-3 inning for Westmoreland on the mound for Livingston Academy as he struck out 2 of 3 in the bottom of the first, and then two runs for Livingston Academy in the top of the second as we saw an RBI single from Parrott and also one from the pitcher, the Livingston Academy pitcher, Westmoreland, to score those two runs as they now lead Clay County 3-0 after we've seen, a total of 7 batters for Clay County. Caden Dyer did draw a walk but was stranded as Westmoreland struck out the side, took care of Clay County heading in to the third inning here. This dog recap is brought to you by State Farm and local agent Andrew Locke. Like a good neighbor, Andrew is there offering auto, life, home, health, and more at 206 Dow Avenue on the square in Salina. And, Kevin, you know, we came into this saying Clay County needed to be aggressive at the plate. You have to say they kind of have been. We haven't seen a whole lot of, as you say, bats laying on the shoulder of Clay County. It's just the pitcher for the Wildcats, West Warner, doing a good job.
Oh, absolutely.
Dawson Ledbetter to lead off this third inning for Livingston Academy. He'll be followed by Ryan Paul Campbell and Drew Goolsby. Due up for the Wildcats. Ledbetter reached on error, his only other at-bat. The 0-1 pitch from Adams. Check swing there. He went around enough to get the call struck to take the count 0-2. You know, you were talking the other night about Aiden Keene being kind of the prototype third baseman. What about Dawson Ledbetter? Is he not the
old-school
first baseman?
Absolutely. Big young man.
Big left-handed target, swinging strike there as dropped by Adams, but he'll tag out Ledbetter for the strikeout for out number one here in the third. Strikeout number 4 on the day for Nolan Adams, so he's got 4 strikeouts recorded, hasn't walked anyone yet, so the ratio continues to be good in that department for Nolan Adams. And now Ryan Paul Campbell, the batter for Livingston. Oh, that just missed him inside, and Campbell getting out of the way of that fastball there to avoid the bruise tomorrow, and it'll be 0-1 to Ryan Paul Campbell.
Craig, you mentioned the pitch count in 2 1/3 innings. Adams is up to 47 pitches already. That is mounting up on him.
Yeah, he just faced so many people as that one bounces in for ball one. This is the 15th batter he's faced, and we're through a third of the third inning, so that's five an inning, and that's a long day's work, especially in this heat, this 85-degree heat. That makes it even tougher. 1-1 pitch. This one hit well to shortstop. Shortstop sliding over, can't get through as it gets under the glove of Westmoreland. It's going to be an error to put Campbell on first base. And a runner at first with one out here in the third inning as Drew Goolsby to bat now.
I guess you have to score that as an error, but that was going to be a long throw to get the man at first.
Yeah,
either way, but it did.
He was definitely deep in the hole there, and you could, you know, a couple of hops on that one, Craig. It wasn't just rolling.
No, and when it kicks off that grass, it's a tough play here because there's a lot of height to as a foul off the glove here by Drew Goolsby for strike one. If you walk out there, that grass and dirt right there on the base pass dirt joining it, it's probably 3 or 4 inches. So when it hops off of there, that kind of changes the whole trajectory of it.
I guess the thought is to leave it tall to slow it down, it affects it.
Adams takes a look over to first base. Where Campbell is, they'll throw over. Diving back safely will be Ryan Paul. Livingston leading 3-0 here in the top of the third. Campbell goes. Pitches a strike, no throw to second. Campbell will slide in head first with the stolen base to put a runner at second now for Goolsby, but the count goes to 0-2 now to Drew Goolsby.
It should have been a – thought he called it a strike.
It was.
Oh, 0-2. Okay.
Adams working all the way over on the right end of the pitching rubber as that one misses away for ball one. Trying to work on the outside part of the plate. Getting a little better angle to try to do that. The 0-1 pitch. Swing and a miss. Or the 1-2 pitch. Swing and a miss for strike three. For out number two. Strikeout number two in the inning. Strikeout number five on the day for Nolan Adams. And Ethan Hooks will bat now for Livingston Academy.
That was a good pitch there. You know, he was ahead in the count, and Kevin, and he kept it out there where you really couldn't hit it, but you almost had to be defensive.
Right. You put it out there, and if they want to swing at it, so be it.
Throw out to shortstop, or to second base, the second baseman covering in Melton, but diving back safely is Campbell.
I've been, you know, really impressed with Adams, too. You know, in the first outing, Craig, we didn't see this breaking stuff.
No. No, he's gotten better, added a pitch to his game. This one fouled back into the net for strike one to Hooks.
And you have to think he had it. Again, that was his first baseball game, not just his first pitch the last time we saw him.
0-1 to Ethan Hooks, trying to get out of this inning here is Nolan Adams. That one misses inside for ball one to even the count at 1-1. Now to Hooks. One pitch from Adams. Swing and a miss for strike two as Nolan continues to throw well to get ahead in the count 1-2. Now to Hooks. Smart, too, working away from all of the Livingston Academy batters. 1-2 pitch. That one breaks back inside. Gets away from Adams behind the plate. That'll let Campbell move down to third base. Pitch was a ball to even the count at 2-2, and Campbell stands at third base. A base hit by Hooks will score another run for Livingston. Adams one strike away from getting out of the inning, though, with the 2-2 count to Ethan Hooks. 2-2 pitch. Got him swinging for strike three. So just like Westmoreland did in the bottom of the second, Nolan Adams strikes out the side in the third. Livingston sees an error by Clay County. They strand the runner at third. We're through 2.5. It's Livingston 3, Clay County 0.
Mm-hmm. For the better part of a century, one local business has been there for the people of Clay County when they need it most. Upton Hay Funeral Home of Salina has been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949. Many things have changed over the years, but one thing that has not changed is their continuing commitment of service to the families in Clay and surrounding counties. Upton Hay Funeral Home and its owners, Jimmy Hay and Rob and Monica Weir, are proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and Cheerleaders.
The loss of a loved one can leave you with unanswered questions, along with feelings of stress, anxiety, and grief. At Clay County Funeral Home, they stand ready to guide you through troubled times with compassionate and personalized care. Locally owned and family operated in the heart of Salina, they offer distinctive and affordable services designed to honor the ones you hold so dear in a way unique to the departed and meaningful to you. Clay County Funeral Home, dedicated to helping families honor and remember their loved ones with compassion, dignity, and respect.
This is Chris Hicks of H&H Auto Parts, your local independently owned and operated CarQuest store. I'd like to invite my fellow Clay County fans to come and check out our renovated building on Brown Street in Salina for all your parts needs. I think you'll be surprised by our selection because we've got you covered when it comes to all things automotive and more. Give us a call at 931-243-7278 or stop in today for deals you won't find anywhere else but right here at CarQuest, the home of great people, great products, and great prices.
Welcome back to the Horizon Sports Network and coverage of Bulldog Baseball being presented by Clay Power Sports for Clay County Trails. Livingston Academy, 0-3 here, headed into the bottom of the third inning, guys. But, you know, they may be down 3, but that happened a while ago. Nolan Adams kind of finding his groove, I think, here. 3 strikeouts in the last inning.
Westmoreland just hit 30 pitches.
5 strikeouts.
Was it not?
I believe you were muted.
Oh, sorry about that. I thought I hit the button. 5 strikeouts through 2 innings for Westmoreland. Swing and a miss there for strike 2. For Waylon Cherry. This one's going to be a ground ball to the left side. Cotterman will field it on the run. Throws to first. One hops in. Can't get there. We'll call that a hit for Waylon Cherry. Would have been a tough play as it one hopped in to Dawson Ledbetter, who couldn't dig it out of the dirt. And Clay County has a base runner to lead off this third inning.
Yeah, and I remember saying in one of our earlier broadcasts, Kevin, Cherry really got some wheels. One of the fastest players in Clay County High School.
And we may see him try those out here.
Eli Burnett, the batter now for Clay County, the number 9 hitter. And back to the top of the order for Nolan Adams. A lot of time here by Westmoreland. Burnett going to square it a bunt. That pitch misses outside for ball 1 to Burnett.
Cherry, just a sophomore, of course, played wide out for the Bulldogs on the gridiron, and he ran under a couple this year.
Mm-hmm. Burnett again squaring the bunt. Can't make contact. Gets away on the foul tip. They said he made contact. Burnett looking back to question it. I didn't hear a sound. Home plate umpire said it made a sound. The coach in the third base box thought it went off the Livingston catcher's glove. You could normally hear it, some kind of sound off the bat, but there was no sound there that I could hear.
Yeah, I think I agree with Coach Brian over there. May have tapped the mitt.
Swears again. Bunts this one foul to take the count 1-2.
But again, we didn't hear the ping that time.
No, that's true.
And that pretty much takes the sacrifice off the board.
Waylon Cherry down at first base after reaching for Clay County. Burnett holding the bat back this time, swing and a miss. Oh, he did foul tip that one that was dropped by the catcher to stay alive. You could hear a little contact that time on the swing through.
I'm surprised that we haven't seen some kind of action out of Cherry on first.
Yeah. Still no out, so you don't want to get the lead, the first out running that way, baby. This one hit into the fence, bounced right back, and almost got Burnett there in the batter's box. Just missed to his right, but the count stays 1-2.
I know I keep going back to my day and beyond, but Lewis Academy always had a catcher with a cannon.
Yeah.
Back in the day, so they may do that again, and Coach Brown may know that.
Swing and a miss for strike three. The runner goes, throw down to second base, not in time, as it's going to be a stolen base, but it will be an out for the first out of the inning. Waylon Cherry will move down to the second base on the good throw from Drake Blankenship. Just a little short, though. If it's on the bag, it probably would have been an out. Got Nolan Adams with the runner in scoring position for the Clay County pitcher.
Going back to the catcher, the one that comes to mind to me was Gabe Krantz. In my day. You didn't want to test him.
He could throw. He had an arm, no doubt about it. Did Brian Colson play some catcher?
Possibly. But Krantz is the one I remember.
Pitch was a ball to Adams. 1-0 pitch here. That one's right down the middle for strike one as Ethan Westmoreland with the heat that time to even the count at 1-1.
L.A. has traveled well today. Several dozen fans in blue here.
One pitch. Breaking ball. That time breaks back over home plate for call strike two.
Yeah, Nolan Adams wasn't happy about that call, guys. We'll see what he has to do with the next one here.
Westmoreland gets the sign from Blankenship. Parrott scooting over close to second base. Now he'll go back to his defensive position. That one misses outside for ball two. Evens the count 2-2.
Battle of the pitchers here. Nolan Adams, the leading batter for Clay County. Got a base runner on, Craig.
2-2 pitch from Westmoreland. He takes a look out to second base. Now he'll come to home plate. This one's going to be grounded on the left side. That gets through underneath the third baseman. Cotterman, long throw, but no, doesn't even make the throw, as that's going to be an infield hit for Nolan Adams. Put runners on first and second.
Yeah, you're not getting Nolan Adams when he digs out of the box.
Not from there, no.
If Goolsby could field it cleanly, he might have had a chance going toward first base, but didn't make the clean fielding play, and now Brady Daly will be the batter for Clay County.
It's one out, guys. This is what we were asking for.
Yep.
Out of the Bulldogs. Give yourself an opportunity, and they have it now with Daly at the plate.
Daly hits this one in the air in the infield. Westmoreland coming in. It's going to be in foul ground. Going to drop in foul ground as Blankenship couldn't track it down. So a strike there for Daly, but a second chance for Daly after one that could have been caught for an out.
Tough out for the catcher, but he got there first.
Yeah, tough spot going out into that sun where he's looking up. He's looking right into it. But he called everybody off, so that was his play. Daly stepping back in. Runners at first and second. Daly takes that one high and inside for ball one to even the count at 1-1.
Good job by Daly. And again, I have to mention it. You talk about speed on the base pass right now with Nolan Adams and Waylon Cherry out there.
Yeah, you get one in the gap. Could score a couple of runs here. Daly a swing and a miss for strike two. takes the count 1-2 now to the Clay County first baseman. Big chance here, Kyler Westmoreland on deck. Ethan Westmoreland, the pitcher for Livingston, looks at ball two, does Brady Daly. Count goes 2-2 now to Daly. Livingston leading 3-0. Daly representing the tying run here in the bottom of the third. That one's high for ball three, so a full count here to Daly.
You can see Westmoreland tightening up a little bit, Kevin. First time he's faced any resistance at all today.
And he's nearing 50 pitches, too. Dogs are making him work a little this inning. That's good either way.
3-2 pitch. Misses low for ball four to load the bases for Kyler Westmoreland.
That was close. I don't hardly see how you lay off that, but he did.
Yeah, Daly, just a great job up there in the batter's box. And that one, Craig, really battled to get on base. And, any way you can do it.
Yeah.
That's what the Bulldogs are looking for.
That's what you want. And Coach Jamie Loftus coming out to visit with his pitcher. Not sure if he's going to make a pitching change here or not. But through the first two innings, it was 5 strikeouts, 5 of the 6 outs recorded, actually. 6 of the first 7 outs recorded by Livingston Academy were by way of the strikeout for Ethan Westmoreland, but now a leadoff single by Waylon Cherry, then a strikeout, then a single, then a walk has loaded the bases for Kyler Westmoreland. You talk about his senior leadership. Right here's a chance for this senior to come up, and you get a base hit here, and you made this game close.
Yeah, and honestly, you have to think about where Kyler Westmoreland head could be right now. He had a couple tough plays out there at shortstop, and his first at bat, he seemed a little timid. I'd like to see some confidence from the senior here. Like you say, step up and lead this team.
Yeah.
It's time.
Home plate umpire says it's time to break up the little meeting out at the mound. Coach Loftus may have used that just for a little rest there for Ethan Westmoreland. Tyler Westmoreland, strikeout his only other plate appearance, but a big chance here for the shortstop. First pitch to Westmoreland. That one gets away, and the runners are going to stay. Didn't get far enough. It bounced back close to Blankenship, and Clay County didn't take a chance there. They might have had a chance to score there with Cherry down at third base.
I'm just thinking how deep the backstop here is compared to the old field over where it used to be.
A little tight over
there. Oh, yeah.
This one hit well on the right side. Hayes coming in. It's a long run. That's down for a base hit. Run will come in to score. It gets away from Hayes. Second run will come in to score. Daly going to be called out. He didn't run over at first base, so Hayes able to get to it and throw him out at second base.
Well, Daly was tagging. He thought that it was going to be a line out, I think, and the other runners, of course, went on contact. And either way, what a play by the senior Kyler Westmoreland. We called for it, guys. He stepped up.
Big hit.
Stepped up big there to score 2 runs for Clay County. Hawkeye, they're within them by 1 run.
Yeah, that's a huge play. And it was a well-hit ball, hit just down the line on the right side. Now Reese Adams, the batter for Clay County, he'll go 9-6 for the putout for the second out of the inning, but Adams still with a chance here to add to this total as they'll throw behind Westmoreland at first base, but he's back safely on the count 1-0 to Reese Adams.
And there's another addition to the list of unique plays for this year. They actually got a force out at second on a hit that scored 2 runs.
Yeah, I know.
That's pretty
doesn't happen often, does it?
Well, it being hit to the right side was the reason for all that, but the Dogs got 2 runs.
Yeah, and again, I got a comment on it. A great piece of hitting by Westmoreland. We've seen him do that twice now, I know. Mm-hmm. Take it to the opposite field when he needed to, and got that one to fall in, Kevin.
Yeah, big hit.
1-1 to Reese Adams now after that foul ball that went off the side of the shoe of Reese Adams. Stands back in there. Short lead by Westmoreland over at first. They'll throw behind him, but he dives back safely.
You mentioned it, Craig. I'm wanting Coach Brown to be aggressive when he got a base runner on just because we don't see him. Good patience there by the coaching staff and by the base runners.
Check
have
swing.
An opportunity here.
Check swing said he went, though. I think the count 1 and 2. We've seen a lot of check swing call strikes tonight.
A lot of them due to those breaking balls, too, that both pitchers are throwing.
Yeah, we're getting a treat here between Westmoreland and Nolan Adams, mixing it up, both of them.
Catcher sets up way outside. They'll pitch there, almost a pitch out, but it's going to be a stolen base for Kyler Westmoreland to put him at second base. The pitch was a ball. They even the count at 2 and 2 to Reese Adams. As Livingston, it wasn't a called pitch out, but that's almost what it set up to be for the Wildcats that time, but Clay County still stole the base.
Yeah. Got a good jump, and, we're talking about speed. Westmoreland, he's no slouch out there, Kevin.
No, the catcher didn't have a shot at that one. He got a good jump. A perfect throw, I don't believe, would have got him.
2-2 pitch to Adams, swing and a miss for strike 3. So the second strike out of the inning for Ethan Westmoreland, but he gives up 3 hits in the inning and a walk, and Clay County scores their first 2 runs of the game. The Bulldogs cut it to 1. We're through 3 complete. It's Livingston 3, Clay County 2.
In the toughest of times, you need people you can trust, and most of the time that means depending on people you know. Not only has Upton Hay Funeral Home been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949, but they continue to do so with people just like you. People who live and work right here at home. So when it comes time, rely on Jimmy Hay, Rob and Monica Weir, and their compassionate staff in your time of need. Choose Upton Hay Funeral Home, proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and cheerleaders.
Did you know full and part-time jobs paying up to $30 an hour with paid training provided are now available? Well, they are, and the Clay County Chamber of Commerce is here to help you get one with their new jobs program. Simply pick up one of their universal applications at the chamber or library, fill it out, return it, and they'll do the rest by sending your info to over 100 area employers. Now's the time to take advantage of this opportunity, so don't delay and let the Clay County Chamber of Commerce's new jobs program go to work for you today.
This is Daniel Strong, voice of the Bulldogs on the Horizon Sports Network, here to set the record straight. Everybody claims to have the best barbecue, Kansas City, Texas, on and on. But this is the heart of barbecue country, and none can match what's served up right here in Salina at Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, with their famous sliced pork shoulder, shredded chicken ribs, or loaded taters, all served with homemade sides. It just can't be beat. So come get yours 7 days a week, or call it in at 243-4445. Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around.
Welcome back to Horizon Sports Network coverage of Clay County Bulldog Baseball being presented by Clay Power Sports. New score alert. Clay County scores 2 in the bottom of the third. It's now just a 3-2 lead for Livingston Academy. As you said, Craig, 3 hits by the Bulldogs. We've been calling for it all season long, guys. And Kyler Westmoreland, the senior, stepping up when we needed him most.
Yeah, big hit right there by Westmoreland. And just great base running by the two runners that scored. They just went on first contact, and they got a good look at it, able to score the 2 runs, and that was just huge for them to come in. And now we got a game now. It's a 1-run game going into the 4th inning, and Nolan Adams doing a good job on the hill now after that 2nd inning for Clay County, and they're settling down and playing well.
Yeah, and Kevin, we talked about it. Clay County needed to try to gain a little confidence with this game, and it didn't mean anything else. And if nothing else, they've done that in 1 inning.
Yeah.
Absolutely. And, guys, by the way, those 2 RBIs puts Westmoreland into the team lead now for RBIs.
Yeah, he's had some big, big moments in the broadcast we've seen. That was another one of them.
Ethan Westmoreland, Zach Cotterman, and Carson Parrott due up for Livingston, the 9-1-2 hitters for the Wildcats. Try to answer that Clay County rally to cut the lead to 1. First pitch to Westmoreland. Fastball catches the outside part of the plate for call strike 1. And That one had a little something extra on it from Nolan Adams.
Yeah, I think you saw him gain not just the Bulldog batters, but Nolan Adams gain a lot of confidence in the top of the third against Lewiston Academy. He comes out here immediately and gets ahead, Craig.
Curveball there, breaks right back over the inside part of the plate that time to take the count to 0-2. So he works him away with the fastball, comes back inside with the curveball. Now the fastball down the middle to try to close it out. That's off of the foot of the batter there at home plate, and it will be Ethan Westmoreland staying alive at 0-2.
And the home plate umpire seems to be giving both pitchers the outside part of the plate. They can go out there and consistently get that call. And that's the key, consistent.
It is.
0-2 pitch from Adams. Just misses away for ball one.
Looked a whole lot like one of those you're talking about.
Right.
That's what just makes you say, huh. You know when you say that.
What was that word you used? Consistency.
1-2 pitch. That one misses away for ball two as he's trying to work him away, trying to draw a swing from Westmoreland.
Westmoreland, one of the batters in the first two innings that got Nolan Adams, I think.
2-2 pitch. That one misses away for ball three. Yeah, he singled with an RBI, scored a run. Or his position scored a run as Junior Steele, the courtesy runner, running for the pitcher. The full count now to the leadoff batter here in the fourth inning, Ethan Westmoreland. 3-2 pitch. That one misses for ball four, so a leadoff walk to Westmoreland.
You know, guys, being a home plate umpire, I've always thought would have to be one of the most difficult officiating positions in sports. Anywhere. I mean, there's no time off at all, and they're right here back where the fans are.
Yeah, no doubt. And it's
kind of like being a basketball official.
You know, not a whole lot of where it's all on you, but I don't know. We still don't need to cut him in.
Zach Cotterman back up for the Wildcats. That one slipped out of the hands of Adams. That's going to let Steele move down to second base as Junior Steele come in to run again for Westmoreland. So the wild pitch will move a runner to second base for Zach Cotterman. Pitch was a ball to Cotterman.
Same thing we saw earlier. I'm pretty sure just kind of lost the grip on that one.
And that could be this heat doing a little bit. That one bounces in. Good job by Reese Adams keeping that one at home plate. Take the count 2-0 because it, like I said, it's a day that feels like July more than April, and that heat's something that's tough to adjust to. Adams, 2-0 pitch. That one's low for ball three to Cotterman. 3-0 to the Livingston shortstop. He's 1-for-2 on the day with a single. Was stranded at third base in the second inning. That one misses high for ball four. So the first two batters that Adams faces here in the fourth inning, he gives up the first walks of the game. He hadn't walked a batter through three, and now Coach Devron Brown will go out and visit with his pitcher.
While we got time, again, want to remind our watchers and listeners to share this broadcast for us, and if you do so, you have a chance to win a Dale Hollow Horizon newspaper subscription, our winner from our last broadcast. I forgot to announce it the first time, but I'll announce it the second time, and I'll say it again, Miss Carolyn Skipworth. All she has to do is send us an email to info@delhollahorizon.com to claim her free subscription. And if you're listening and we'll share this broadcast, you can have the chance to do the same.
And, guys, talking about the weather, on a thermometer mounted on top of the Clay County Chamber of Commerce, it is still 84 degrees at 622 in April.
Yeah, unfortunately, that's why they moved this game up 30 minutes too, guys, because most of the time when this happens, there's something coming.
That's exactly right. And this time of year, hopefully it's not, but sometimes not good. Parrott rips one to third. Third baseman will step on the bag for the out to get the lead runner as a good play there at third base by Aiden Keene on the ground out as he erases the lead runner for out number one here in the fourth inning.
About as good a scenario as the Dogs could hope for there.
Yeah,
first and second and hit it to third. That's nice.
And that's not really a place you want to hit it from what we've seen out of Aiden Keene. He's done a great job over there. Good decision by him to get the force out. And I thought he was getting ready to unleash that one to try to get two.
Runner goes, throw down to third, going to get away from Keene. That's going to let Parrott, or rather Cotterman, come in to score. Parrott will round second, but will hold there as they tried to get the runner Cotterman stealing third. Couldn't do so, and then the ball gained away off the glove of Keene, and he'll come in to score the fourth run of the game for Livingston.
A tough one there. Just kind of got away from Adams a little bit. Keene couldn't quite get to it, Kevin, and it was because of the pressure that the base runner put on him.
More aggression on the base pass.
Fourth run, as that one's going to be ball two to Tayshawn Hayes now for Livingston. 2-0 to the Livingston right fielder. Carson Parrott standing at second base now, but one out, one run in the inning to add to their total to get one of those runs back they gave up in the third. Hayes looks at strike one there. They can count 2-1. Tayshawn looking for his first hit of the day for Livingston. Runner goes. Hayes fouls it off on the hit and run to even the count at 2-2. Parrott going on that pitch. But Hayes couldn't put the ball in play. Coach Loftus, you talked about Coach Brown wanting to be aggressive this inning. Coach Loftus becoming more aggressive here in this inning.
Yeah, I mean, he's seen his lead go from 3-1 in a hurry.
They'll throw to shortstop. Westmoreland able to get to it as Adams just throwing to a spot, and Westmoreland just getting there to keep that one green into center field, holding Parrott on at second.
Yeah, he was expecting his Wildcats to extend it
in
the top of the third, and that didn't happen because of Nolan Adams.
Hayes hits this one down the line on the left side, foul ball. Just misses foul, bouncing outside the third base bag, and the count stays 2-2.
You know, Adams a little trouble to start this one, put two on with the walks, and then got the ground out, and seems like he's settling in a little bit here against Hayes.
Yeah, he's doing a little better here as he pitched very well through three innings, but those walks, that'll kind of get to you after you give up a couple back-to-back. 2-2 pitch, swing and a miss for strike three for out number two here in the inning. Big strike out there. Let's see, that's seven strikeouts on the day for Nolan Adams, so his ratio is still good, seven strikeouts to two walks, and two outs now here in the fourth.
And he got that one where he's gotten all seven of them.
That was outside again.
That's right.
Dylan York in the left-handed batter's box facing Adams, swing and a miss on one inside, gets away from Reese Adams, and that'll let Parrott move down to third base on the pass ball. So York with a chance at an RBI with a runner at third base. Dylan with a single and an RBI. He's stolen a base on the day. 0-1 pitch. This one hit on the left side. Keene giving chase. The left fielder coming in can't get to it as Eli Burnett with the long run couldn't get there, and the count goes 0-2.
York taking a little stroll on that one. He's going to have to catch his breath before he digs back in.
That's running one out, isn't it?
It is. I think he's always a second.
But if it drops, you're in a good spot.
You are. Dad probably told him to do that.
May have. The 0-2 pitch from Adams trying to close it out. That's low for ball one. As York with the good eye there to look at ball one, take the count 1-2.
You talk about the rivalry, but those relationships, and some of that was built because guys from Salina, if they wanted to play Babe Ruth baseball, you had to go play with these guys. So that's where I got to know a lot of them, especially Darren York. We didn't have a lead.
1-2 pitch. This one lined back up the middle by Dylan York. That's through for a base hit, and a run will score. As Livingston with their second run in the inning on a hard hit ball by Dylan York, his second hit of the day, second RBI of the day, and that one just smoked right back up the middle by the Livingston left fielder.
I don't know that I remember his dad hitting that one.
I remember.
Good job. York's had a heck of a game already.
York going on the throw down to second base is going to bounce away from Westmoreland, but there to back him up is the second baseman, Warner Melton, but it is a stolen base for Dylan York, his second stolen base of the night. Pitch to Dawson Ledbetter was a ball, or it was a strike to Ledbetter, so it's 0-1 as Adams, the 0-1 pitch. That one's on the inside part of the plate for call, strike two, and I'll tell you, Dylan York, nobody has more fun than he does out there, probably like his dad was. He enjoys playing the game, and that's one of the fun things about watching him play. The 0-2 pitch. That one gets away from the catcher on the wild pitch, and York will advance down to third base. They'll throw down to third. Keene able to get to it and keep it from getting into the outfield. Pitch was a ball to Ledbetter, so York will be at third base now with the Wildcats with another run 90 feet away as they have gotten those two runs back, extended the lead back to 3 at 5-2. Ledbetter still looking for his first hit on the day. He's 0-for-1, officially reached on an error and a strikeout. This one going to be grounded down the left side. That's fair. That's off the bag. It's going to be a close play. Ledbetter trying to run out the throw but can't do it as Keene. Good eye control to catch that one bouncing off the bag right up at his eyes, then throws out Ledbetter all the way across the diamond to get the third out of the inning. So Livingston adds two. The lead is 3. We're through 3.5. It is Livingston 5, Clay County 2.
For 105 years, Macon Bank and Trust Company has supported you and your family in some of life's largest financial decisions, whether buying a home, starting a business, or purchasing your dream car. We're proud to be your community bank. Call or visit one of our convenient locations today to learn more about our loan options. Macon Bank and Trust Company, proudly serving Macon and surrounding counties since 1990. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
The loss of a loved one can leave you with unanswered questions, along with feelings of stress, anxiety, and grief. At Clay County Funeral Home, they stand ready to guide you through troubled times with compassionate and personalized care. Locally owned and family operated in the heart of Salina, they offer distinctive and affordable services designed to honor the ones you hold so dear in a way unique to the departed and meaningful to you. Clay County Funeral Home, dedicated to helping families honor and remember their loved ones with compassion, dignity, and respect.
Welcome back to Horizon Sports Network coverage of Clay County Bulldog Baseball being presented by Clay Power Sports, where Clay County trails Livingston Academy 2-5 heading into the fifth inning. And here's your dog recap brought to you by Baxter Flooring. Clay County was down 3-0 headed into the bottom of the third inning when they rallied with three hits. Waylon Cherry had a single. Nolan Adams also singled. Kyler Westmoreland came to bat with the bases loaded and stroked in 2 RBI single to the opposite field to score 2 runs to cut it to a 1-1 ball game. It was 2-3 in favor of Livingston heading into the top of the fourth before Livingston added 2 there in the top of the fourth inning to make it 2-5. And I have jumped the gun. We're just heading into the bottom of the fourth inning, but I'm just doing it early, Craig.
There you go. That's all right.
That's right. This dog recap has been brought to you by Baxter Flooring and owner James Baxter, specializing in all types of floor covering, custom tile showers, and more, so you can buy your flooring right here at home at 109 East Lake Avenue in Salina. And besides all that recap, guys, what a play by Aiden Keene at third base, Kevin.
Well, not only did he make a great throw, but the ball hit the bag, and I thought, well, it's over. Here comes another run in, but he cleanly fielded that and made a strong throw all the way across the diamond and got the runner.
And how many times does it happen? You see a player make a defensive play to end an inning?
They lead off.
Right. Here's Aiden Keene. Aiden Keene, Caden Dyer, Warner Melton due up for Clay County. Here in the bottom of the fourth inning, Ethan Westmoreland Still out there for the Wildcats. Big high leg kick. Pitch misses inside for ball one to Keene. Save the defense again for Livingston. Drake Blankenship, the catcher. At first base is Dawson Ledbetter. At second base, Carson Parrott. At shortstop, Zach Cotterman. And at third base, Drew Goolsby. The 1-0 pitch from Westmoreland. Swing and a miss by Keene for strike one. In left field is Dylan York. In center field is Ryan Paul Campbell. And in right field is Tayshawn Hayes for Coach Jamie Loftus and the Livingston Academy Wildcats. 1-1 pitch from Westmoreland. Fouled off the hands there by Keene to take the count to 1-2. Shadows begin to come into play a little bit out in right field and along the fence out there. We haven't seen anything hit really deep since that long deep fly ball by Parrott back in the first inning. That one misses outside for ball two.
Good job by Keene there to get back even, Craig. You know, that was one that we talked about. The umpires really liked all game long. Maybe just a little high, though.
2-2 pitch from Westmoreland. That one misses away for ball three. Yeah, they're realizing that, too, because the catcher, Blankenship, he set up almost the middle of the left-handed batter's box there, waiting on that one.
Have to think that's where Westmoreland's going to stay here.
Full count pitch from Westmoreland. This one grounded right back to Westmoreland. Fields it cleanly. He'll throw over to Ledbetter at first for out number one. So that fastball inside that time. Able to get him to ground right back to the pitcher's mound for out number one. And Caden Dyer will bat now for Clay County.
He was definitely jammed on that pitch. He didn't get good, start to say wood on it. Didn't get good metal on it at all.
That's what I was saying. If it's wood, you break your bat on that.
There
one,
you go. There you go.
You know, Westmoreland doing a great job. Had me fooled. I figured he'd go back to it. He didn't. He went to the hands.
Dyer sees that one miss outside for ball one to the designated hitter for Clay County. Caden steps back in. 1-0 pitch. That one is on the outside part of the plate for call strike one to even the count at 1-1. Ethan Westmoreland, the 1-1 pitch. Same place, same result. Strike two called on Caden Dyer.
We do here, Kevin. Take it out a little farther.
Well, time will tell.
Westmoreland, 1-2 delivery. That's what he did.
I've noticed the Livingston catcher, the first thing he does after he catches an outside pitch is move it back in about 6 inches.
He's trying to
help the umpire a little bit there.
That one misses well away to take the count full again to Caden Dyer. So the pitch count pretty high in this inning for Westmoreland, second batter in a row to have worked the count full to the Livingston pitcher. He was the winning pitcher when these two teams played up in Livingston, a 3-0 Livingston win. This one grounded right back to Westmoreland again. He fields back-to-back ground balls, gets back-to-back putouts on the throw over Dawson Ledbetter, and two away now with Warner Melton coming up to bat for Clay County.
Westmoreland's up to 68 pitches. Dogs have made him work a lot harder these last couple innings than they did the first two.
Yeah, and, you know, impressed by that one there. The slow roll changeup on that pitch to get the little tap back to himself. Westmoreland has been a pleasure to watch on the mound.
Yeah, he's thrown well, and that's a good pitch right there. The fastball at the knees, tough to do anything with, and that one misses inside for ball one. You see Warner Melton not trying to move there. He's willing to let one hit him to get on base.
Yeah, we saw that Monday, I guess. Well, Melton, nerves of steel. He's not bailing out on anything.
That one misses low for ball two. There, you talked about it. He tried to lift the glove up that time instead of moving it to the other side, did Blankenship.
And sometimes, see what this one is.
2-1 pitch. That one bounces in for ball three.
sometimes the catcher not only doing that for the umpire, but also your pitcher.
Yeah.
You know, say, hey, we just want it about 4 or 5 inches this yeah. way.
Right.
So two different intents behind that sometimes.
3-1 pitch coming up from Westmoreland. Let's see if Melton's taking all the way. Curveball misses inside behind Melton for the two-out walk to put a runner at first base. It's only the second walk given up by Ethan Westmoreland. Westmoreland gets a sign from Blankenship. Takes a look over at the first base. This one's going to be outside and low for ball one to Waylon Cherry. Cherry, the DH, the number 8 hitter, then Eli Burnett on deck for Clay County.
Melton's stretching it pretty good over there at first, guys.
He is. 1-0 pitch. This one grounded to the right side, but foul ground to even the count at 1-1. Waylon Cherry, he singled, stole a base, and scored a run in the third inning for Clay County. Long look over to first base by Ethan Westmoreland. He'll come to the plate. Fastball going to be lined right to Ledbetter. Catches it in the air for out number 3. So the line out to Dawson Ledbetter at first base. Clay County gets a walk. They strand a runner. We're through 4 complete. It is Livingston Academy 5, Clay County 2.
With today's fast pace, everybody needs convenience, and Bulldog fans don't have to look far to find it. Whether you're in need of a hot breakfast early in the morning, a quick lunch, pizza for an evening dinner, or anything in between, with Happy Sack and Obie River Markets in Salina, your options are endless. And don't forget about our hunting and fishing supplies, cold drinks, and other conveniences on both ends of town. Happy Sack and Obie River Markets of Salina, offering Bulldog fans hometown convenience any time of the day.
Hello, Clay County. Do you ever come across a home project and realize you're short of the tools or supplies you need? Whether it's building materials, electrical components, plumbing parts, or supplies for your farm and garden, Copeland's Rural Supply has you covered. We don't stop at supplies. We stand strong with our local pride, the Bulldogs, on and off the field. So come down to Copeland's Rural Supply. Let's continue to build this community together, one project, one game, and one victory at a time. See you soon, and let's go Bulldogs!
The wait is over. You have better things to do with your time other than wait, especially when it comes to accessing your personal funds. With Card at Once from Bank of Salina, our friendly staff now has the ability to distribute fully functioning, personalized debit cards on site. No more waiting days for a card and a pen to be mailed to you. Open up an account today and walk out of our branch ready to use your money with your new debit card. Bank of Salina, serving thousands of customers one at a time. Equal housing member, member FDIC.
Tired of running around, trying to find everything you need for a project, or traveling out of town to a big box store? If so, go to The Getting Place, Salina Lumber Company, where if you need it, they've got it right here at home. For all things home improvement, Salina Lumber has been the place for over a half century. They offer all the conveniences of a big box store, but with a small town feel. Stop by today, call them at 931-243-3315, or follow them on Facebook. Salina Lumber Company, The Getting Place.
Welcome back to Horizon Sports Network coverage of Clay County Bulldog Baseball, being presented by Clay Power Sports for Clay County Trails, Livingston Academy, 5-2 here heading in to the fifth inning, guys. And, you know, Clay County's battled in this one, Craig, back and forth. But Livingston responds to get the margin back out to 3.
Yeah, Livingston with that 3-0 lead. Clay County scored a couple of runs there to cut it to 1. Wildcats top of the 4th inning. They come back and add 2 more to their total to move it back to 3. But still, a 3-run game is not a huge margin. You're still in the ball game as we move now to the top of the fifth inning for the Wildcats. Due up Ryan Paul Campbell, Drew Goolsby, and Ethan Hooks. Due up for Livingston to face the defense of Clay County that looks like this. Nolan Adams still the pitcher. Reese Adams the catcher. At first base is Brady Daly. At second base is Warner Melton. At shortstop is Kyler Westmoreland. And at third base is Aiden King. First pitch to Campbell is going to be low for ball one. In the outfield and left field is Eli Burnett. In center field is Leighton Brown. And in right field is Caden Dyer for the Bulldogs. You think about it, we're in the top of the fifth inning. This game almost an hour and 45 minutes old. It's been a long baseball game, hasn't it?
Yeah, it has been, and it's because, you know, two good pitchers going out at Kevin and some pretty decent hitting from both teams.
Yeah,
absolutely. And, guys, so far you got to say that, I mean, we still got a little, you know, a couple innings at least here to play, maybe more. L.A. has brought out the best of the Bulldogs this year. I mean, they've played as well against them as, I guess, arguably anybody outside of the three district wins that they have, and L.A. is one of the best baseball teams in the area.
Yeah, well, maybe the rivalry does still mean something.
Maybe it does. Now, Upperman and L.A. have not played yet, right? They will play both their games next week.
Yeah.
And I guess that's pretty much for all the marbles in that.
Stone Memorial still in the mix.
Right, that's right.
Very much.
Stone is the one that gave Livingston their only conference loss, I think.
Yeah, the Wildcats are 7-1. So Stone would have played Upperman, I would guess, by now. So they may have already lost a couple of games.
They have. I noticed Upperman's 8-0 in the league already. And, of course, that's a big conference over there.
Swinging strike there for strikeout. For out number one, strikeout number 9 on the day for Nolan Adams. So one away here in the top of the fifth as Drew Goolsby will bat now for Livingston.
Yeah, I think that's something that kind of slips away from us, guys. What Nolan Adams is doing on the mound. Westmoreland, is throwing a really good game, too. But Adams is really showing some command as he gets hit here.
Goolsby hits this one well to center field, but right at Leighton Brown for the line out as Brown just had to take a couple of steps in. I said 9 strikeouts. It's 8 strikeouts for Nolan Adams, but that one well hit by Goolsby. But hit right at Leighton Brown, who makes the play in the outfield. That may be the first put out in the outfield by the Clay County defense today.
Now, he hit that ball so well, it just carried out to the outfield.
Yeah.
He striped that one, but right at the fielder. That's part of it.
Ethan Hooks, the batter now for Livingston. He'll pop this one in foul ground on the left side. Keen giving a good effort to try to get to it, but it's outside the fence and out of play for strike one. Ethan Hooks 0 for 2 on the day, looking for his first hit. Nolan Adams with a chance to have a 1-2-3 inning for the first time today. Nolan, the 0-1 pitch. This one hit in the air and foul ground to take the count to 0-2. Livingston sent 6 to the plate in the first inning, 7 the second inning, 4 in the third, 6 in the fourth, and now Adams trying to get through this one, 1-2-3. Oh, just misses outside for ball one. Might have tried to get him to chase one on the outside part of the plate. And it got a little away from him that time.
Yeah, I hit 2-0. That's the kind of pitch you want, the time you want to throw that kind of pitch.
Yeah. Get a little help if you can. The 1-2 pitch. This one grounded to the second baseman, Melton. Melton up with it. He'll throw to first to Daly for out number 3. So it is a 1-2-3 inning as Warner Melton fields that one cleanly. Goes to Brady Daly for the third out of the inning. We're through 4.5. It is Livingston 5, Clay County 2.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Twin River Healthcare facility, offers a robust activity calendar designed to keep your loved one engaged and entertained during their stay at our facility. Our energetic activity staff supplements wellness by delivering opportunities for residents to maintain a fulfilled and pleasurable stay. Including live performances to art projects, to exercise classes, and trips outside the facility, there is always something happening to entertain our residents. For more information on our activity program or information about volunteering, call our activity director at 243-3139 or visit us on the web at salinahealthandrehab.com.
Tri-County Electric's outage management system has IVR, Interactive Voice Response. Holding for an operator is still an option if you need to notify us or check on an outage, but you have access to the same information without waiting if we have your correct information. With your account number, you can update the information yourself by calling our number and pressing option 3 or visiting our website, www.tcemc.org. You may also call your local Tri-County Electric office to verify. Helping you obtain outage information without waiting is something we are proud to offer. Good luck, Bulldogs. Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
Security systems are there to keep you safe. So why do you feel robbed paying high prices each month when it comes to your security monitoring bill? With Twin Lakes Security, they keep security simple with plans starting as low as $24.99 per month. Visit them online at twinlakes.net to request a free security consultation for your home or business, or visit one of their 7 local offices to learn more. TN cert number C-0026.
This is Chris Hicks of H&H Auto Parts, your local independently owned and operated Carquest store. I'd like to invite my fellow Clay County fans to come and check out our renovated building on Brown Street in Salina for all your parts needs. I think you'll be surprised by our selection because we've got you covered when it comes to all things automotive and more. Give us a call at 931-243-7278 or stop in today for deals you won't find anywhere else but right here at Carquest, the home of great people, great products, and great prices.
Welcome back to Horizon Sports Network coverage of Clay County Bulldog Baseball being presented by Clay Power Sports. Clay County still only trails 2-5 to Leverson Academy. We're in the bottom of the fifth inning here, Craig.
Eli Burnett leading it off. First pitch, a strike to Burnett. He'll be followed by Nolan Adams and Brady Daly for Clay County. The 0-1 pitch to Burnett. This one hit on the right side. It's down for a base hit to get this inning started for Clay County. And back to the top of the order. The bottom of the order has got rallies going so far. The number 8 hitter, Waylon Cherry, got him started in the third inning. Now Eli Burnett trying to get something going here in the fifth inning.
We talked about him on the mound, and I think we tried to put a little pressure on him in the last broadcast. Here it is, Nolan Adams with a runner on base. Time for him to kind of step it up, too.
And, you know, that's what a batter needs to do. If they're going to pitch you outside, go the other way with it. And that's what he did.
Yeah, good job by Eli Burnett there.
First pitch to Adams. That one calls strike one on the outside part of the plate. They'll throw behind Burnett, but he dives back safely. It's 0-1 to Nolan Adams. Drake Blankenship throwing behind the runner. A lot of times in this situation, a coach doesn't want his catcher to do that, but Blankenship, they feel good about the arm of Drake and allowed him to throw behind Burnett. But Burnett able to get back safely. One pitch. Curveball catches the inside part of the plate for call strike two.
You know, talking about Burnett and getting that single, guys, he's, you know, there's not a whole lot of them, but he's one of the few upperclassmen on this team. He and Westmore are contributing. He's a junior, Craig, and, you know, you kind of see that leadership there, taking the ball the opposite direction. Both he and Westmore have done it tonight.
Yeah. And that's what the pitchers are making them do, not letting them get in their wheelhouse and turn on anything. The 0-2 pitch, that one misses high, almost got him around top of the head, and the count goes 1-2. Ethan Westmoreland's went the entire way for Livingston. Over 100 pitches now is Westmoreland for the Wildcats. Approaching 100 pitches. I guess he's at 99 as that one misses away for ball two, and that's number 100 by what I can remember. I may be off one or two, but it's 2-2 now to Nolan Adams.
I don't know if I can count that high, Craig. How you keep up with him?
Kevin told me 94 a few moments ago, and he's thrown five in the inning or six. Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
Swing and a miss for strike three for Nolan Adams for the first out of the inning. Strikeout number 6 on the day for Ethan Westmoreland, but that's his first strikeout since the fifth inning. Clay County's done a much better job staying alive at the plate, but he does get the strikeout there for out number one, and Brady Daly the batter now for the Bulldogs.
Craig, I may have told you wrong. Adams is the one nearing 100. Westmoreland's about 85 now, roughly, and I may have told you wrong.
I may have heard you wrong, too. You never know about me. This one hit into left field. Left fielder coming in. Cotterman going out. Going to drop. They'll try to get the runner at second with the force, and
they do.
Did they get him? No
they
signal.
Did.
They did. He's out at second base. He had to wait. Tough play right there for Eli Burnett. As that one, there was a couple of players that had a chance for it, and if it's that close to second base, it's just so hard to be able to get far enough off to be able to get back to first if they catch it, or to second if they don't, and that's just a tough play on the runner.
Yeah, and nice job by Livingston.
The second baseman went straight to the bag. He didn't have to move an inch after it dropped in the outfield. He was already there, and they were able to get the force at second.
And the speed of Burnett made it a close play, though. Yeah,
he did.
Westmoreland fouls that one off into the net for strike one to take the count 0-1.
Westmoreland with the big two RBI single to score both runs for Clay County in this one, guys. And you can see even on that first cut there, just the confidence that's given him stepping into the box.
Ethan Westmoreland. Fastball at the knees for call strike two. Westmoreland, that's one of the hardest pitches he's thrown tonight. As the count goes 0-2, now to Kyler Westmoreland. He may be thinking back, because the pitchers have a long memory. They remember that hit that Kyler got. The 0-2 pitch. This one a little changeup. He'll ground it to Cotterman. Zach will flip it to Parrott. The 6-4 put out for out number three. So Clay County gets a single to lead off the inning, but then Livingston gets out of the inning with that ground ball to Cotterman. We're through 4.5. It is Livingston Academy 5, Clay County 2.
With today's fast pace, everybody needs convenience, and Bulldog fans don't have to look far to find it. Whether you're in need of a hot breakfast early in the morning, a quick lunch, pizza for an evening dinner, or anything in between, with Happy Sack and Obie River Markets in Salina, your options are endless. And don't forget about our hunting and fishing supplies, cold drinks, and other conveniences on both ends of town. Happy Sack and Obie River Markets of Salina, offering Bulldog fans hometown convenience any time of the day. Welcome back to Horizon Sports Network coverage of Clay County Bulldog Baseball, being presented by Clay Power Sports for Clay County. Still only down 3 runs, Craig. It's 5-2 in favor of Livingston Academy, and we're headed into the top of the sixth inning. And got to talk about Clay Power Sports again, guys. They're a presenting sponsor, and we can't thank them enough for presenting spring sports coverage here on the Horizon Sports Network. And, they're heading into their one-year anniversary of being in business. They opened last spring, Kevin. And
it doesn't seem possible.
I think they're fixing to plan a big celebration the first of the month. And, of course, you know what comes along with that. Good deals for customers. So a big sale, anniversary sale, coming up in a couple weeks down at Clay Power Sports. And, if you're looking for a deal, you can go there any day, because Eli and the gang down there is going to give you the best possible deal they can on a new boat, new mower. I know I've had to mow my yard a couple of times, Kevin. My old mower's still making it, but, boy, they got some nice ones down there.
Yeah, one of those big dogs would be nice.
They
definitely would.
So if you haven't yet, go see Eli and all the friendly faces down at Clay Power Sports below the Cumberland River Bridge in Salina, Tennessee. Craig, we got a game.
It's a game.
It's been a good one.
Yeah.
Two really good pitchers back and forth. I know we keep saying that, but it's the truth.
Yeah, it is. And some good hitting, too. Both teams have hit the ball well.
Mm-hmm.
Clay County, we've got them with 4 hits on the night. Livingston, I've got them with 6. So that's not bad. That's pretty even right there.
It is, and most of the Wildcats coming early.
Yeah, they had 5 through the first 2 innings at Livingston Academy. Nolan Adams back out there for Clay County here in the 6th, swinging a miss by Westmoreland. to get this inning started. He led off the fourth inning that Ethan walked, and that kind of got a little rally going for the Wildcats where they were able to score two runs in that inning. But Adams gets ahead in the count 0-1 here.
And we're basically 2 hours in, guys. Been an entertaining game, too.
It has been a good game, but it doesn't seem like it's been drawn out. You know, I mean, it's not like a lot of standing around or anything like that or trips to the mound for meetings. It's just been a well-played game that takes some time.
Yeah, a lot of action. This one hit to the right center field gap.
That's trouble.
Brown gives chase, but he'll play it on a hop as Ethan Westmoreland has his second hit of the day, the single to the gap in right center field, and the leadoff man on again for Livingston Academy.
How good is Ethan Westmoreland, guys? I mean, he does it in both places, Kevin. I don't even know how to pronounce the name. What's the guy in the bigs up there?
I'm not going to attempt that either. But yeah, it's something to watch.
Player.
Yeah,
Ohtani.
That's right. Thank you, Craig.
Yeah, but what about that first name?
Shohei.
Shohei. Okay.
That one bounces away. That'll let the courtesy runner move down to second base. Junior Steele into second base on the wild pitch. It's a ball for ball one to Zach Cotterman.
Now, I know center fielder Brown for Clay County was not able to get to that ball a while ago, but I'm still amazed at how much ground he covers. And that's not just speed. You know, he gets a great break off the bat with it, and he covers a lot of territory in center field. And you need your center fielder to cover a lot of territory.
You do. I was talking to Coach Brown, who we probably not mentioned it, is his father.
Yeah, right.
Devin Brown, Leighton Brown is his son, the senior out there in center field as Adams comes to the plate.
1-1 pitch. This one grounded on the right side. The second baseman leaning towards second. Melton will get to it, but can't field it cleanly. And you talk about covering some ground. Warner was going over to hold on the runner at second base. Had to come all the way back to the first base side of second base. Got to it, but just too much ground to cover to be able to get the out. And a good piece of hitting there by Zach Cotterman to put runners at the corners for Livingston.
And did you notice how that infield grass just ate that ball up that time?
It
it's amazing how much speed it took off. That's some lush grass out there, though. Fields in good condition as always.
Carson Parrott, the batter now for Livingston. Runner goes, pitches a ball. Uncontested steal there for Cotterman. I walked on it for the first time the other night when they were playing on Monday night, and it's over your shoe tops. I mean, it's nice out there when you walk out onto that infield. 1-0 pitch. Runner bluffs there at third. Misses high for ball two.
Let me circle back around, guys, talking about Leighton Brown, talking to his dad and coach. And, I told him it's a shame Brown hadn't been able to contribute in the batter's box due to this injury the last two, maybe three games. I think he didn't get the bat in that second Pickett County game, too, because we've seen him make some really good contact in our broadcast and one of the other seniors on this team.
Yeah, that when you take a senior bat out of the lineup, that's going to change things.
It is.
2-1 count to Carson Parrott. Ooh. Call strike two at the knees there on a good pitch from Nolan Adams to even the count at 2-2. So Cotterman is at second base. Junior Steele at third base. 2-2 pitch to Parrott here. 2-2 delivery. That one misses for ball three. Gets away from Reese Adams. He'll throw to Nolan Adams covering home, but Steele will come in to steal home on the wild pitch, and it will be Livingston adding a run here in the top of the sixth inning.
How many times have you said that, Craig?
not often. You don't get too many steals around this area, do you?
No, you don't.
Cotterman will move to third base. Pitch was a ball to take the count full to Carson Parrott. And Carson's got some pop in his bat now. If he makes contact in the number two hole for the Wildcats. Full count here with a run in the inning for the Wildcats. Parrott hits this one to deep center field. Brown going back. That one carrying well, and it'll be in for a base hit. The runner held at third, Parrott rounding second. He's going to go into third with a stand-up triple by Carson Parrott. And Carson said, I'll make him a truthful guy, and hits that one deep to center field on a well-hit ball.
Yeah, you like it when they do that, don't
I do,
you, Craig? And, you know, if you're a Clay County fan, you don't much like what he did, but Parrott has been super impressive already in this ball game, and you can't hit it much better than that. Leighton Brown, again, Kevin, doing everything he could possibly do out there.
Well, again, covered a lot of ground. That was not a line shot. That was a towering drive. Looked to me like it got as high as the lights surrounding the field and hung up a long time, and Brown covered a lot of ground, but he just couldn't track it down.
But not a lot of people have got that close.
No, he got reasonably close to catching that ball.
Foul ball here by Tayshawn Hayes to take the count 0-1. Hayes takes that one inside for ball one to even the count at 1-1. Two runs in the inning as Cotterman comes in to score on that triple by Carson Parrott. Hayes hits this one foul right back over the press box to take the count to 1-2.
110 pitches now for Adams.
This heat, that's a lot of pitches he's thrown here today.
Yeah, and you don't see him losing anything as far as pace, I don't think, Craig.
No. 1-2 pitch here. Hayes hits this one to Melton at second, who fields it on the backhand cleanly. Second line drive, he's caught of Tayshawn Hayes. So Hayes has hit a couple hard, but right at the second baseman. He had to move to his right a couple of steps that time to make the second out of the inning. Now Dylan York to bat for Livingston. He's got a chance to have three RBIs and three different at-bats here as Dylan York.
Yeah, is he perfect on the line?
He flew out to right field in the second inning, so he's 2-for-3, two RBIs, two stolen bases. Hasn't scored a run. He was stranded at third base both times. Looks at one right down the middle there for call strike one. So 0-1 to Dylan York. 7-2 Livingston's lead with a couple of runs in here in the sixth inning. That one misses way outside for ball one to even the count at 1-1.
Talked about York. He just turned to the gallery and made a comment or two. You talked about his personality earlier.
He has fun. He just has fun. 1-1 pitch. That one called strike two. I remember the blue and white game last year that Livingston played. He played football for the first time for the Wildcats, and he got a steal or an interception, and he was going toward the fieldhouse end, and somebody caught him from behind. He was one of those little fast guys. Is that one? Misses outside for ball two. I said, what were you going to do if you scored it? I was just going to run on into the locker room. I thought, that's great. That would have been awesome if you do that. York steps back in with the 2-2 count now from Nolan Adams. 2-2 pitch. This one hit well to the gap in right center field. That one's hanging up, though, as the right fielder will move over and make the good catch. Good play out there by Caden Dyer making the play. Four. Out number two.
That ball went a long way.
Tagging up is Carson Parrott to come in to score. So it'll be a fly out to right field, but will be an RBI for York.
He said he could get three.
That's his third. He hit that one. That's a couple of deep shots. I don't know how deep this field is. Do you all know how deep this field is?
I do not.
Well, I tell you, I didn't expect that one to hang up. Did you, Kevin? I mean, I thought he got all of it.
I thought it might have been gone.
It's 290 down the left field line.
You have to think it's a little deeper out there where that one was headed.
Yeah, I don't see any other markers on the field as Clay County making a pitching change. While they do that, we'll take a break here in the top of the sixth inning. Wildcats have scored three runs, two outs in the inning as a new pitcher coming in for Clay County. We'll be back to Salina as your score is Livingston 8, Clay County 2.
With Twin Lakes Future Proof Fiber Network, experience the gig difference. With up to 10,000 megabits per second, everything is different. Connect as many devices as you'd like and stream videos without buffering. Music and photos fly, gaming gets real, and nobody's left hanging. That's the gig difference with Twin Lakes. Call or visit us online at twinlakes.net. Get your gig today.
Across our communities, Macon Bank and Trust Company is here for you. We stand firm behind your investments, and we continue to be a strong supporter of our local schools. Macon Bank and Trust Company, a proud sponsor of our youth athletes, your hometown community bank since 1919. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Solana Health and Rehabilitation Center has been providing skilled nursing care and rehab services here in Solana for over 40 years. We serve Southern Kentucky and area Tennessee counties, including Clay, Jackson, Overton, and Macon. This is Activity Director Corey Barlow reminding you it is our goal for you and your loved one to receive quality, compassionate care by well-trained professionals who serve you from their heart. Give us a call at 931-243-3139 or visit us on the web at SolanaHealthAndRehab.com.
Tired of running around, trying to find everything you need for a project, or traveling out of town to a big box store? If so, go to the Getting Place, Solana Lumber Company, where if you need it, they've got it right here at home. For all things home improvement, Solana Lumber has been the place for over a half century. They offer all the conveniences of a big box store, but with a small town feel. Stop by today, call them at 931-243-3315, or follow them on Facebook. Solana Lumber Company, the Getting Place.
Hello, Clay County. Do you ever come across a home project and realize you're short of the tools or supplies you need? Whether it's building materials, electrical components, plumbing parts, or supplies for your farm and garden, Copeland's Rural Supply has you covered. We don't stop at supplies. We stand strong with our local pride, the Bulldogs, on and off the field. So come down to Copeland's Rural Supply. Let's continue to build this community together, one project, one game, and one victory at a time. See you soon, and let's go Bulldogs!
Cale Trowball, the new pitcher for Clay County, he'll miss outside to Dawson Ledbetter for ball one. So a lot of movement in the infield for Clay County as Nolan Adams goes to shortstop. Kyler Westmoreland goes to second base. They're normal positions. That one misses low for ball two to Dawson Ledbetter. I believe Trowball came in for Warner Melton at second base. I'm pretty sure that's still out in right field, Caden Dyer. In center field is Brown, and left field is Burnett. This one hitting the air on the right side by Ledbetter. That's going to be in foul ground for strike one to take the count 2-1. A little bit of a change in the speed here from Adams to Trowball, isn't there? Is Trowball a little more of a mix-you-up type pitcher? 2-1 to Dawson Ledbetter with two outs here in the inning. There is two outs, yes. That one misses outside for ball three to take the count 3-1.
Yeah, I've seen Trowball throw a couple innings in our broadcast, Kevin. Yeah. Hadn't pitched a whole lot, but I do remember in the very first one, he did a pretty good job.
Yeah. He has.
3-1 pitch here. This one hit and foul ground on the right side. That's out of play as the kids over there playing next to the softball dugout scurry out of the way. Takes the count full now to Dawson Ledbetter, the sixth hitter of the inning for the Wildcats. The most they have sent to the plate has been six. Clay County trying to get out of this. Three runs in here in the inning for the Wildcats. 3-2 pitch. This one hit in the gap on the left side. That's going to be down for a base hit. Brown going to field it on a hop, but Dawson Ledbetter with a well-hit ball to left center field for his first hit of the day.
Yeah, I'd say David would be proud of that one.
Yep.
Turned on it.
Pulled it right in the gap.
Yeah, he did.
He'd been on base on an error. They might have given him a hit officially on that other one. I might be being a little too harsh.
But I don't think you were. That was one of the plays in the infield.
Yeah. Ryan Paul Campbell going to bat now. They will have a pinch runner in for Dawson Ledbetter. It'll be number 10, Brody Walker, the pinch runner for the Wildcats, if I heard Coach Jamie Loftus correctly, and it is Walker to run for Livingston. Campbell. He's looking for his first hit of the day. He's officially 0 for 2 on the day with two strikeouts. Reached on error back in the third inning and was stranded at third base. So he is still looking for a hit here for Livingston Academy as he'll step back in for the Wildcats. Two away. A line out to second base by Tayshawn Hayes. A fly out to right field by Dylan York. Campbell hits this one hard down the left side and foul ground for strike one. Got Coach Loftus ducking out of the way down there.
Better be on his toes.
Oh, that's a tough spot to be, you know. Oh and one to Campbell. Runner goes from first base, swing and a miss on the changeup. Stolen base there for Walker, but it's strike two now to Ryan Paul Campbell with the runner at second.
Good pitch right there by Trowball. Just took a little bit off of it, didn't he, Kevin?
He did. Yeah, the batter waited. Thought he had it timed, and the runner is back at first.
Must have got a piece of it. Must have been a foul ball they called there.
It was a foul tip that was caught by Adams.
Send him back to first. This one fouled back into the fence again. So it stays 0-2 now to Ryan Paul Campbell. Campbell steps back in. Runner goes this time. This one hit well down the left field side, but out of play. So Walker going to have to run back to first base. He's getting his sprints in here in this at-bat.
Yeah, another good pitch by Trowball, kind of tightened in, Kevin, and way out in front of it.
All the batters are out in front, yeah.
It's a big change from that speed of Adams to this off-speed pitches by Trowball. The 0-2 pitch here, a little faster there. It's grounded to Keene. Keene on a big hop, throws on a one hop to Daly over at first base, who fielded that clean off the grass. Tough play there by Daly to get that one off the grass, but it goes 5-3. We're out number three, but the Wildcats add three here in the top of the sixth. And after 5.5, it is Livingston Academy 8, Clay County 2.
Clay County, Tennessee is a great place to live and a great place to retire. If you're a native of Clay County nearing retirement age, we hope you'll consider coming back home. The cost of living is very reasonable, and there's absolutely no better place to get away from it all. Tell your friends about us, and we urge you to visit delhollalake.org or call the Clay County Chamber of Commerce at 931-243-3338 for more details.
This is Daniel Strong, voice of the Bulldogs on the Horizon Sports Network, here to set the record straight. Everybody claims to have the best barbecue, Kansas City, Texas, on and on. But this is the heart of barbecue country, and none can match what's served up right here in Salina at Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, with their famous sliced pork shoulder, shredded chicken ribs, or loaded taters, all served with homemade sides. It just can't be beat. So come get yours 7 days a week, or call it in at 243-4445. Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around. Heat pumps are ideal in southern climates. In the winter, they draw warmth from the air to keep you warm. In the summer, they remove heat from the air to keep you cool. And they do it all in the most energy efficient way possible. Even better, when it's installed by a quality network contractor, you'll be eligible for low interest financing with no money down. Call Tri-County Electric for all the exciting details of our no money down, low cost financing, heat pump financing program. Tri-County Electric. Owned and operated by those we serve. Go Bulldogs.
Welcome back to the Horizon Sports Network coverage of Clay County Bulldog Baseball, being presented by Clay Power Sports below the Cumberland River Bridge, right here in Salina. Clay County Trails Livingston Academy, 2-8, guys, heading into the bottom of the sixth inning. Been a long one.
It has. This is, 2 hours and going on 2 hours, 20 minutes right now for this game as we move to the bottom of the sixth inning. But still, even though adding three runs there for Livingston, it's a much tougher hill to climb, but Clay County is still very much in this ball game with Reese Adams, Aiden Keene, and Caden Dyer due up for the Bulldogs.
Did we get a final on the junior high softball game, Kevin?
Girls lost, I believe.
They did?
I saw that, yeah.
I knew it was, a tie game for a while, 2-2. We dropped the ball on that.
I never did figure out who they were playing, to be honest.
I did that either.
First pitch was a ball to Reese Adams.
Well, they were purple and gold. I formed an opinion about that, but my opinion could be wrong.
1-0 pitch. This one hit well by Adams on the left side. York looking up, and that one's going to be out of play and foul, but he hit that one a mile in foul ground to even the count at 1-1.
We see some clouds begin to roll in, but I just checked the radar. There is no weather anywhere around us. It's still west of the Tennessee River, so.
Really?
Yeah, no danger of the rain catching up to us, doesn't appear.
Adams hits this one well into left field in front of York. He'll play it on a couple of hops, and Reese Adams has his first hit of the day to lead off this sixth inning with a single here for the Clay County Bulldogs, and Aiden Keene, the batter now for Clay County. I know he says 290 down the left field line, but I'll tell you, there's some brave people. If you park like where Adams just hit that one, that could very easily take a windshield out right there in that grass. I'm about four rows up. It's going to have to bounce through four cars to get to mine.
You've got experience with that.
I do. I've been beside a several that's been hit.
I have to think Adams will be pretty aggressive right here, Kevin.
Westmoreland, first pitch to
doesn't go King, on the first
misses,
one.
Misses low for ball one. That's not a big lead either, really, by Reese Adams.
No,
right
but we've seen once he reaches base, most of the time he goes. One of the top base stealers on the team, I think he and his cousin Nolan leads the way in those categories.
Westmoreland looks over to Adams. Again, a short lead there at first. The left-hander, now he goes. Throw inside for a ball.
No chance.
And the stolen base for Reese Adams, as you talked about, he got a chance. He took second base. 2-0 now to Aiden Keene with the runner at second now for one of the strongest hitters for Clay County.
He'll probably be looking for a certain pitch right here, up 2-0. He'll get a couple of good swings in. You can count on that.
Short lead again at second by Adams. Now he extends that lead. That one bounces in for ball three.
And we saw Westmoreland go to the hands of Keene earlier, guys, to get the dribbler.
Yeah.
And pitch him away now. But he's way behind.
Yep, 3-0 to Keene. He may be taking a couple of pitches here with it 3-0. Didn't have to. That one missed behind him for ball four. So a leadoff single by Reese Adams. A walk by Aiden Keene puts runners at first and second for Caden Dyer with nobody out.
I think Coach Loftus may. Here he comes.
Yeah, it may. He's going to make a change here, I believe, as Westmoreland's went the entire way. Second visit to the mound. I'm not sure how many you can make without having to make a substitution. I believe it's three, but this is the second one.
He may not. He's not immediately making any signal.
No, he's not signaling anybody else. The outfield's kind of gathering up there at second base with the shortstop and the second baseman. He's going to stay with Westmoreland, it looks like, here.
Yeah, kind of have to give him an opportunity. You know, still a six-run lead.
Yeah.
Westmoreland's pitched a good ball game, Kevin, and we saw the last trip. He kind of turned things around whenever Loftus came out of the dugout.
Yeah, just a little timeout, kind of slow the pace. Is kind of what he's trying to do. Like we said, he's a veteran coach. He knows all these little tricks that you can do to try to help your pitcher, and that may be what he was just trying to do here, as Dyer will step in to face him for the third time. He walked, stole a base in the second inning, rounded back to the pitcher, Westmoreland, in the fourth inning. Umpire moves to the second base side of the bag now as that one misses low and away for ball one. Anybody watched our coverage last week when that umpire got hit on the shortstop side? Ooh. I would never be calling it over on that side again.
I thought of that during the past week. That was a shot.
Oh.
Well, you got a pretty good veteran out there in the field tonight. I think he probably knows where he needs to be to stay out of the line of fire.
Adams' big lead there, kind of caught between second and third, but no throw from Blankenship. The pitch was a ball to take the count 2-0. Yeah, he's moved well over kind of where if it's going to go at him, it's not going to be hit as hard, not going to be a pull hit toward him.
Well, he's on the glove side of the pitcher, too.
Folks, if you don't know who we're talking about, it's local longtime official Clifton Bowles.
He's just like us. He's happy the sun's went down. It's cooled down a little bit. 3-0 to Caden Dyer. Chance to load the bases here for Clay County for the second time. That one on the inside part of the plate, taking all the way for strike one.
That's a big pitch right there for Westmoreland.
I said for the second time, I guess they only had two on is the most they've had on for Clay County, so get a third runner for the first time.
They loaded the bases whenever Westmoreland got the single.
That's
right.
That's right.
Right.
I thought. So many marks on there, it's hard to figure out sometimes. 3-1 pitch here from Ethan Westmoreland. Maybe taking again. And that one misses away for ball four.
That is ball four.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Right?
It's a good thing because the throw.
It's a nice throw.
It was.
Yeah.
Bases loaded again, guys.
And now they will make a pitching change. So Ethan Westmoreland is done. He'll leave the bases loaded, leading by 6 at 8-2. Coach Jamie Loftus is going to make a change. We'll take a timeout. We'll get the pitching change, and we'll be back to Clay County High School in Salina in just a moment.
The wait is over. You have better things to do with your time other than wait, especially when it comes to accessing your personal funds. With Card at Once from Bank of Salina, our friendly staff now has the ability to distribute fully functioning, personalized debit cards on site. No more waiting days for a card and a pen to be mailed to you. Open up an account today and walk out of our branch ready to use your money with your new debit card. Bank of Salina, serving thousands of customers one at a time. Equal housing member, member FDIC.
For the better part of a century, one local business has been there for the people of Clay County when they need it most. Upton Hay Funeral Home of Salina has been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949. Many things have changed over the years, but one thing that has not changed is their continuing commitment of service to the families in Clay and surrounding counties. Upton Hay Funeral Home and its owners, Jimmy Hay and Rob and Monica Weir, are proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and Cheerleaders.
The loss of a loved one can leave you with unanswered questions, along with feelings of stress, anxiety, and grief. At Clay County Funeral Home, they stand ready to guide you through troubled times with compassionate and personalized care. Locally owned and family operated in the heart of Salina, they offer distinctive and affordable services designed to honor the ones you hold so dear in a way unique to the departed and meaningful to you. Clay County Funeral Home, dedicated to helping families honor and remember their loved ones with compassion, dignity, and respect.
This is Chris Hicks of H&H Auto Parts, your local independently owned and operated Carquest store. I'd like to invite my fellow Clay County fans to come and check out our renovated building on Brown Street in Salina for all your parts needs. I think you'll be surprised by our selection because we've got you covered when it comes to all things automotive and more.
Give us a call at 931-243-7278 or stop in today for deals you won't find anywhere else but right here at CarQuest, the home of great people, great products, and great prices.
Drew Goolsby, the new pitcher for Livingston Academy, facing, is that Trowball the batter? I didn't see who that was. We'll check and see. It is Trowball hitting. He'll foul that one off to even the count at 1-1 as Trowball came in a straight substitution for Warner Melton in the top of this sixth inning. Now, Drew Goolsby moves from third base to first base. Carson Parrott moves from second base to third base, and Corbin Burns comes in at second base for Livingston Academy. Down the middle there for call strike two to Trowball.
A whole different look on the mound now for the Wildcats. Very similar to what happened with Clay County.
Yeah. The 1-2 pitch. That one catches the outside part of the plate for call strike three, route number one. He's about the same size, not a lot of size difference, but it's just it seems like a different release point from Goolsby.
Quite a bit lower, and let me tell you, that had some heat, didn't it?
Yeah, it's a lower release point, no doubt of that.
Waylon Cherry, the batter now for Clay County. That one misses high for ball one.
He's probably a little lower than 3/4.
Yeah. That eye black all over the face, too. That is kind of... could distract you a little bit. The 1-0 pitch. This one fouled off the plate to take the count 1-1.
Well, Cherry's done a good job tonight for the Bulldogs.
Yeah.
Kind of battling at the plate. And a little something new out of Waylon Cherry, just to be honest with you. He's grown confident in the batter's box.
Yeah. He's 1-for-2 on the day. Hits this one well down the right side, but fouling out of play. Take the count 1-2. He stole a base, scored a run for the Bulldogs, scored their first run of the game, did Cherry. Then lined out to first base on a hard hit ball his other at bat. One 2 pitch. Got him looking for strike three. Yeah, he went to his closer, it looks like, as Coach Jamie Loftus, as that heat there from Drew Goolsby for the second strikeout.
Yeah, that's got a lot more pace than even Westmoreland or Nolan Adams earlier, doesn't it, Kevin?
It appears to be. Yeah, absolutely.
Eli Burnett, the batter now, swinging a miss for strike one. It's kind of like we talk about with the Clay County pitchers in the Monday-Tuesday games. These are probably not, as this one fouled off for strike two. Probably not really seeing their 1-2 pitchers.
I'd say you're right, Craig. Again, you talked about the upper game and a lot more ahead for this Livingston team, who, again, we haven't said it in a while, 15-4 on the season. And the only four losses have come to some really good programs as Burnett battles here and stays alive.
Yeah, fouls that one off for a second time, stays 0-2.
So who knows? You probably know who they got left.
I really don't, to be honest. That one misses away for ball one. I know the Upperman games on Monday and Tuesday, but beyond that, the season is closing out. I know.
Oh, I'm talking about pitchers.
Oh.
Talk about Westmoreland not being the number one, probably. But
I was sitting here thinking, I really don't know who it would be.
And it could be. You know, it could be one of those rotation type things that put Westmoreland here getting the start in a non-conference game. But I tell you what, if he's not, they've got some good pitchers.
Yeah. Parrott, I know Parrott is one of them, I'm pretty sure. And Cotterman may be the other one for Livingston. I think that's the 1-2, if I'm not mistaken. But I've been wrong before. 2-2 pitch here, swing and a miss for strike three. So they go to the bullpen from Drew Goolsby. He strikes out the first three batters he faces. We're through six complete. It's Livingston Academy 8, Clay County 2.
With today's fast pace, everybody needs convenience, and Bulldog fans don't have to look far to find it. Whether you're in need of a hot breakfast early in the morning, a quick lunch, pizza for an evening dinner, or anything in between, with Happy Sack and Obi River Markets in Salina, your options are endless. And don't forget about our hunting and fishing supplies, cold drinks, and other conveniences on both ends of town. Happy Sack and Obie River Markets of Salina, offering Bulldog fans hometown convenience any time of the day. Welcome back to Horizon Sports Network coverage of Clay County Bulldog Baseball, being presented by Clay Power Sports, where Clay County trails Livingston Academy 2-8 heading into the top of the seventh inning. And here's your dog recap, brought to you by Westmoreland Management. Clay County fell behind 3-0 and then rallied with a two-run inning to cut it to a one-score game. But Livingston Academy came back and headed into the top of the fifth, up 5-2, and then they expanded that here in the top of the sixth inning to an 8-2 margin. They lead by 6 runs heading into the top of the seventh inning as they come to the plate to try to extend their lead over Clay County. This dog recap has been brought to you by Westmoreland Management and owner Bobby Westmoreland, proud supporters of Clay County High School Athletics, offering local affordable housing here for over 30 years. We've got looks like we have a comment here on our live feed that junior high did lose, Kevin, but just 3-2 and played a really good game, and that comes from Sharice Kasakowski. So must have been a pretty good contest over here to our right that we couldn't see, though.
Right.
Clay County going to send Trowball back out on the mound here for the top of the seventh inning. As Clay County looking to face now for Livingston, Drew Goolsby, Ethan Hooks, and Ethan Westmoreland due up for the Wildcats here in this seventh inning. Goolsby was hit by a pitch, scored a run in the second inning, struck out in the third inning, lined out to center field back in the fifth inning. So he's officially 0-2 on the day.
I stand corrected. I now get a text that she was talking about the junior high baseball game, not the softball
game
that's going on beside us, over at Livingston.
Okay.
So,
a lot of action going on today.
Bulldog-Hawkeye battle there.
Wow.
Well.
Appreciate our broadcast partner and my cohort, who I miss on these broadcasts quite a bit, Daniel Strong, straightening us out. He does that for me quite a bit.
I understand it. Everybody needs somebody to do that. That one foul back by Goolsby into the net for strike one. Oh and one to Drew Goolsby here in the top of the seventh. The 0-1 pitch. This one fouled off the plate to take the count 0-2.
Craig, did you ever keep count of how many games you actually broadcast, or is that something that didn't matter to you? You just went out and did it.
Football, it's three. When I finished last season, it was like 385 in a row, I think, dating back to 1989. That was the longest streak in the state, I think.
Congratulations.
I can't prove it. There was a gentleman in Memphis that they said did that many, but that's a long time. From 1989 to 2023, so that's a long time. 1-2 pitch. That one misses away for ball two to take the count 2-2.
Well, that's quite a streak. I don't know if that beats Lou Gehrig or Joe DiMaggio, but it probably does. That, for that many years,
you think of
never being sick
during
that time or whatever.
I was blessed. Never had Carter. You know, do you think hit him right in the back to put a base runner on for Livingston? You'd think you'd maybe have a flat tire on the way or something, you know, but
right.
I was blessed and was never missed any.
Little change here, and not to interrupt. I think you guys need to get back to the history, the historical aspect, but Keene and Reese Adams, I don't know if they swapped places, I think. Keene behind the plate at catcher now. Reese sitting over at third.
Ethan Hooks, the batter for Livingston. This one lined to second base. It'll get through. As the runner rounding second, Brown quickly up with it from center field. That's a good throw, but Goolsby going to come into third base standing up as Ethan Hooks will reach for Livingston, and runners at the corners now for the Wildcats for Ethan Westmoreland.
Two dogs kind of had a shot at that, but now the pitcher, it was on him in a hurry.
Yeah.
And still got to second base with a lot of heat on it as well.
Just had that sound to it, didn't it?
It did.
This is not Westmoreland hitting. We'll see who this is. This is Burns, the batter. Corbin Burns swinging a miss for strike one for the Wildcats. So he came in to replace the pitcher, Ethan Westmoreland. Burns only a freshman for Livingston. That one gets away. Runner going to take second on the play. Pitch was a ball. That may be a different runner out there for Livingston as well. That's number seven running for the Wildcats. That is Hooks. Yeah, he's still out there.
I'm muted. We talked about this weather being like August or the sun being like August.
Yeah.
There's a little bit of that thickness to the air that's like August right now too, guys.
Very humid.
You bet he's been off the charts the last few days, hasn't he, for this time of year. 1-2 to Corbin Burns. One-two pitch. That one low for ball two. Talk about the football games. I remember tallying up the state title run when 9 of the 15 games were on the road, and like 6 or 7 of those were in Knoxville and or further. It was over 2,800 miles, I think, traveled that year just to go cover football games. That's a long way.
That's coast to coast.
It is, yeah.
Yeah, of course, that was when you had to travel the entire time, underdog run.
In the district with Knoxville, all those Knoxville teams, and had to go to Carter to start, then go to Catholic, then go to Austin East. Or vice versa, I guess it was. No, it was that way, Catholic and Austin. Then Notre Dame came to Livingston, then go to Murfreesboro for the state championship. But we'd already been to Knoxville 3 times that year.
Right, during the regular season.
Burns pops this one up in the air on the left side. Adams giving chase, shortstop giving chase, but neither Adams can get to it, and it's out of play and keeps the count 2-2.
Well, we were a little more fortunate on our run to the state title game. We got to play them all at home.
That's people don't realize how much of a blessing that is to get to play them all at home.
Yeah, but we just didn't get to finish it off.
I will say a few years later, you see some great things in doing it this long. But we're going into Loudoun to play against them. Livingston Academy is going into Loudoun to play in the third round of the state tournament as the pitch to Burns misses outside for ball three. You get off the interstate and you go right down into town. There's a little turn that you go, and there's a little sign. It's not too big. It's probably 4 foot by 6 feet or something. This is your last chance to turn around. If not, good luck. And they won. So they backed it up. So if you can back it up.
Well, I remember back in the 70s, Loudoun won a couple of state championships. Is double-A classification, probably.
There's a walk by Corbin Burns to load the bases now for Zach Cotterman for Livingston Academy. Great facilities, too. It's an old stadium, but the press box is a double-decker stadium, and they've got a couple of rows of old wooden theater seats behind the broadcasters they sell to the fans. And just sitting up there, it's cool to be in there. Bases loaded for Livingston. Cotterman fouls that one away for strike one to take the count 0-1.
Just a leadoff man.
Back to the top of the order.
Leadoff man, bases loaded, up 8-2, top of the seventh. Think he might take a cut?
He's going to be swinging away, no doubt about it. Looking for something good, but the off-speed a little harder to drive as that one misses inside for ball one to even the count at 1-1.
Well, a hit here kind of breaks it wide open, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does.
We'll see if the dogs can wiggle out of this, but still don't have anybody out.
1-1 pitch. This one hit foul off the right side for strike two to take the count to 1-2.
And Droboff's done a good job in his relief innings, guys. And, again, kind of like Kaslikowski and some of these others, kind of like this style
that
Droboff brings.
1-2 pitch here to Cotterman. That's low for ball two to even the count. Like Kevin was talking about last game, Greg Maddux made a living on the off-speed stuff that that people couldn't hit, you know, and that's kind of what Droboff throws, the stuff that that's hard to make good contact with.
I mean, he seems to have pretty good control of it, Kevin.
Yeah, he does. Yeah.
2-2 pitch here from Droboff. And that one just misses inside for ball three.
Well, you know, let's face it, guys. This year's been a struggle at times. But you look at it and you see how well they played tonight and how well they played at different times. And a sophomore-laden roster, you know, the coach ought to be in pretty good shape the next couple of years.
Yeah. Cotterman, ground ball up the middle. A chance for two here. Melton can't, rather that is not Melton there at second now, is it? No, that is
Westmoreland.
Couldn't field that one cleanly, and a run going to come in to score for Livingston Academy as Goolsby will come in to score for the Wildcats, and the bases will stay loaded with Hooks moving down to third, Burns moving over to second, and Cotterman at first, unearned run there, so no RBI for Cotterman. But now Carson Parrott, the hit, who hit a monster shot the straightaway center field, his last at bat. That one's low for ball one. Good job there by Aiden Keene, fielding that one with the backhand hop coming off of home plate to keep it from getting away from home plate and hold the runner at third base. One oh pitch. Just misses high for ball two.
You have to think Parrott is looking for one to take for a ride.
He's got the green light, you know, and with the bases loaded. 9-2 now. The Livingston lead after the run scoring here in the seventh inning. Parrott takes that one inside for ball three.
You know, and Droboff knows that too.
Yeah.
And he's doing a good job throwing inside. I did have to throw one over the plate there, but kind of put it in there where he didn't quite like it.
Not giving him anything to turn on to get the arms extended. 3-0 pitch. That one's low for ball four to score a run for Livingston. So that's an RBI for Carson Parrott, as coming in to score is Ethan Hooks from third base. Corbin Burns will move down to third base. Zach Cotterman at second base. And Carson Parrott at first base for Tayshawn Hayes now for the Wildcats. Still nobody out here in the top of the seventh inning. That one just misses inside for ball one to take the count 1-0.
Hayes has hit a couple of shots to second base tonight.
Yeah.
To yeah, each side of the second baseman.
Right.
One oh pitch. That one over the top of the head of Tayshawn Hayes for ball two.
Yeah, again, we talked about Droboff having pretty good control. You have to wonder sometimes if that's not just a ploy here and there. Say, hey, try to get the batter off kilt there.
2-0 pitch catches out. No, that's ball three, they say. Take the count 3-0. And with a pitcher like that, you give your defense a chance to make plays. If people put it in play in the infield, then you've got a chance to make plays on them. There's a play at any base right now. Is Clay County just looking for an out, you would think, right now. But the 3-0 pitch to Hayes. Swinging away, fouls that one down the third base line to take the count 3-1. Hayes stepping back in the batter's box. Time called at home plate by Hayes. Didn't think Trowbaugh was taking a lot of time on the mound. Hayes didn't like something, steps back out. 3-1 pitch. This one hit well to left field. That one is deep. That one is gone for Tayshaun Hayes. A grand slam home run for Tayshaun Hayes over the left field fence for the Wildcats. No, it's a ground rule double.
Ground rule double.
It hopped out.
Boy, it was close. So.
I couldn't pick it up out there, but it bounced over.
I tell you, that one was hit on a line, Kevin. I mean, I don't know. I didn't think it had enough lift to get over, but I thought it went.
It got close. Well, I saw the reaction of the left fielder, and I thought, no, that's going to be a ground rule double, but
yeah.
You never know. No, I mean, it's a little bit dark right out there.
It is dark. And
we're all getting a little older.
You can't tell from here. I mean, I never really saw the ball once it reached its peak. I lost
it. I did too. Yeah, once it got over the lights and into the dark, I couldn't see where it went.
Either way,
it's well hit.
Piece of hitting right there by Hayes.
Two runs in to extend the lead to 10 here, and have they made another pitching change here?
They have.
Well, Hayes had kind of been robbed twice. You wondered if he might not be due, and unfortunately for the Bulldogs, he was due.
And the new pitcher for Clay County is number 11. That is Sam Brown, the new pitcher for the Bulldogs, as he'll come in the pitch here in the seventh inning. He'll face Dylan York. Still nobody out here in the seventh inning.
Yeah, I think Brown has seen a little bit of relief time, guys, maybe pitching a couple innings this year. Brown, of course, the younger son of Coach Devin Brown. I think Brown is a freshman, if I remember right.
So the third pitcher of the night for Clay County has Tayshaun Hayes. That is his first hit of the game. It's a 2-RBI ground rule double for Hayes. Like you talked about, he'd been robbed a couple of times, so you felt like he might be due. And he hit that one well to left field.
And he's made good contact all night long, just like you said, Kevin. And but that time he turned on that one.
He did.
Guess we're ready to go.
Dylan York will be the first batter that Sam Brown will face, as he steps in to that left-handed batter's box. The seventh player to hit in the inning. That's low for ball one to Dylan York.
And we still don't have an out.
No.
No. Yeah, that's a tough part of all of it here.
Runners at second and third for Livingston. That one calls strike one. I think he just widened the strike zone a little bit.
Yeah, I think that's happened.
1-1 the count to Dylan York. York hits this one in the air on the left side. Nolan Adams coming over. Reese Adams backing up. It'll drop in foul ground. Reese Adams trying to backpedal to make that play. Just had it pop out of the end of his glove. And York will stay alive with a 1-2 count.
Yeah, I think that call by the umpire was like, hey, if you're going to be a batter up here, you better be swinging.
Yeah, it's time to swing the bat. York.
I think it just got wider, too, after the drop ball.
York stepping back in, the 1-2 pitch. York hitting this one to center field. Brown going to track it down. on a hop. So Dylan York has another hit, has another RBI for the Wildcats as that bounced in front of Leighton Brown. As
it's kind of like a – Kevin, you'll have to tell me. That was a golf.
That was a slice.
Okay, that's what
yeah,
I thought.
He hit inside out on that one, and, yeah, it didn't have – not only was it well hit, it probably curved 20 feet in the air.
And what usually works really well for Brown kind of worked against him. He got such a great jump on the direction that ball was heading, then it tailed away from him.
Yep.
Pitch gets away from the catcher there. Ball one to Dawson Ledbetter. York will move down to second base. Coach Loftus not running Tayshawn Hayes at third base. So 1-0 to Ledbetter. He'll foul this one over the press box to even the count at 1-1. Five runs in the inning for Livingston. Runners at second and third with nobody out here in the top of the seventh. People want to see this score, and it's not going to be indicative of how the way Clay County played throughout most of this game. That one hits Ledbetter to load the bases now for Campbell.
It's a really good game through five innings, and let's see, how many have the Wildcats scored the last eight innings altogether?
Eight runs in the last two innings.
And still at it.
Yeah, and it came, you know, you got to give Livingston credit. Clay County kind of gave them a run there. They got it 2-1 run, and the Wildcats responded.
Yeah. Oh, hit him. The score run for Livingston. As Hayes will come in to score. That's an RBI for Campbell. York will move down to third base. Ledbetter at second base. Maybe a pinch hitter here, and it is for Livingston Academy. Pinch hitter is number 14. That is Mason Poston, the batter for the Wildcats. Hitting for Drew Goolsby as Livingston's batted around. Campbell was the ninth batter in the inning for the Wildcats.
You talk about it, Craig. You can't just dribble one out when it comes to baseball.
No. You can't. You have to get those three outs. And swing and a miss there by Poston for strike one. Now, that's the thing about it. So Mason Poston, the batter in the left-handed batter's box. That one misses away, bounces right back to Keene. The runners aren't going anywhere anyway. One and one to Poston. Poston takes that one for ball two. Keene fakes the throw down to third. There's a pretty big lead down there by Dylan York for the Wildcats. Two-one pitch. Poston hits this one to right field. Right fielder coming in will make the catch. Throw going to come home. There's going to be a play at home. Did Keene get him? He got him. Double play by Clay County. Good play out in right field by Caden Dyer. Made the catch running toward home. York tagging up at third. It will be Dyer making the good throw to Keene at home plate. And they'll turn the double play for the Clay County defense.
Yeah, we talked about Caden Dyer earlier in this broadcast, Kevin, and just kind of come out of nowhere, really, in the last couple of weeks. And
that was a physical play. He blocked the plate completely there.
Yeah, well, Keene did, and I'm talking about the throw and
absolutely.
By Dyer, and then Keene, we haven't seen him behind the plate, but he knows how to do that, too.
He did. He blocked home plate well that time. Another pinch hitter for Livingston. We'll try to see who that is. The first pitch to him Going to miss away for ball one. That's number five, Junior Steele. He was the courtesy runner for Ethan Westmoreland, gained the bat here for the first time tonight. Big double play there by Clay County. First double play we've seen on our broadcast on Valhalla Horizon. Swing and a miss on a big cut there by Steele to even the count at 1-1.
Yeah, King did not have to move an inch. I mean, he put that exactly on home plate.
He
didn't catch it on his heels out there either. He caught it, took a step toward the plate, and cut it loose and got him. That's excellent. That was probably a 175-foot throw at least, or 150. Hard to tell.
Steele takes that one inside for ball three to take the count 3-1.
You know, and Dyer's not somebody you look at and think, boy, he's got an arm.
No.
But apparently he does.
And the momentum, that'll help too when everything's carrying forward. There's a swing and a miss on a big cut by Steele for strike two. Take the count full at 3-2. Steele, the 11th batter of the inning for Livingston here in this seventh. They've scored 6 runs in the inning. That one misses high for ball four to load the bases. So the bases loaded again for Livingston. And it'll be Corbin Burns to bat. Actually, Steele was batting for Ethan Hooks. Burns is batting for Ethan Westmoreland for the Wildcats. Curveball gets away, but again, Coach Loftus not going to be running anybody here with this 14-2 lead for Livingston Academy.
King, I've heard him a couple times, guys. I'm not sure who he's jawing with, but he's jawing back and forth a little bit. Gotta love it.
That's Burns hits this one hard down the third base line. Adams will knock it down, will dive to third base and get the force there as Reese Adams. That one just went over third base, just fair. Reese sticking with it, diving to third base to make the play to get the third out of the inning. But Livingston adds 6. We move to the bottom of the seventh. It's Livingston Academy 14, Clay County 2.
With Twin Lakes Futureproof Fiber Network, experience the gig difference. With up to 10,000 megabits per second, everything is different. Connect as many devices as you like and stream videos without buffering. Music and photos fly, gaming gets real, and nobody's left hanging. That's the gig difference with Twin Lakes. Call or visit us online at twinlakes.net. Get your gig today.
Across our communities, Macon Bank and Trust Company is here for you. We stand firm behind your investments, and we continue to be a strong supporter of our local schools. Macon Bank and Trust Company, a proud sponsor of our youth athletes. Your hometown community bank since 1919. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Solana Health and Rehabilitation Center has been providing skilled nursing care and rehab services here in Solana for over 40 years. We serve Southern Kentucky and area Tennessee counties, including Clay, Jackson, Overton, and Macon. This is Activity Director Corey Barlow reminding you it is our goal for you and your loved one to receive quality, compassionate care by well-trained professionals who serve you from their hearts. Give us a call at 931-243-3139 or visit us on the web at SolanaHealthAndRehab.com.
Tired of running around, trying to find everything you need for a project, or traveling out of town to a big box store? If so, go to the Getting Place, Salina Lumber Company, where if you need it, they've got it right here at home. For all things home improvement, Salina Lumber has been the place for over a half century. They offer all the conveniences of a big box store, but with a small town feel. Stop by today, call them at 931-243-3315, or follow them on Facebook. Salina Lumber Company, the Getting Place.
Hello, Clay County. Do you ever come across a home project and realize you're short of the tools or supplies you need? Whether it's building materials, electrical components, plumbing parts, or supplies for your farm and garden, Copeland's Rural Supply has you covered. We don't stop at supplies. We stand strong with our local pride, the Bulldogs, on and off the field. So come down to Copeland's Rural Supply. Let's continue to build this community together, one project, one game, and one victory at a time. See you soon, and let's go Bulldogs!
Welcome back to Horizon Sports Network coverage of Clay County Bulldog Baseball being presented by Clay Power Sports. The Dogs trail the Wildcats of Lucas Academy 2-14. Last chance for Clay County, Craig.
And you up at the top of the order for the Clay County Bulldogs, Nolan Adams, Brady Daly, Tyler Westmoreland, swing and a miss. By Adams facing the third pitcher of the day for Livingston, Corbin Burns on the mound now for the Wildcats. We went over 3 hours, gentlemen. This game 3 hours, 2 minutes old here tonight between Clay County and Livingston County. Swing and a miss for strike two. To Nolan Adams. I had to take part of the 17th stretch. I'm going to have to stand up for this one.
I don't blame you, Craig.
0-2 to Adams next. Swing and miss for strike three. For out number one. Burns comes in and gets a strikeout, going well for the freshman. Livingston Academy. I believe he's a freshman.
And Brady Daly, the batter now for Clay County. Daly hits this one hard but foul for strike one. 0-1 to Brady Daly. This one popped up in the air in foul ground. Take the count 0-2.
Daly knows the drill. He's pretty much swinging at each pitch here. I think you should be good.
Ball one there to Brady Daly. It's 1-2. The red light's not on. Somebody said I muted it.
Once and try again.
1-2 pitch. This one ripped down the left side. That's going to be a fair ball. Daly going to round first. Brady trying to stretch it into a double. York will get to it, and it will be a stand-up double for Brady Daly here in the seventh inning. Extra base hit for Clay County with one out here in the bottom of the seventh. And now Kyler Westmoreland, the batter for the Bulldogs.
Good job by Daly. Getting the bat on the ball there, Craig. I'll be honest with you, I was looking down worried about your microphone. I didn't even see it, but I heard it.
He hit it hard right over the third base. And good wheels to get him into second base standing up. So Westmoreland, that one misses low for ball one. The Kyler Westmoreland. One away here in the bottom of the seventh. Clay County down to their final two outs. But like we talked about, like you mentioned with Livingston, you've got to get that last out for it to be over. The 1-0 pitch. That one's low for ball two. 2-0 now to Westmoreland. That one gets away. Daly going to try to move down to third base, and he'll get there safely on the wild pitch for ball three.
Daly having a little fun out there, or the third baseman was having a little fun, right. I think, Kevin.
Yeah, that was a small slide, I guess we'd
well,
say.
The third baseman.
He thought the ball was coming.
I think it was the other way. I think the third baseman faked.
Right.
He was
yeah,
catching the ball, which made Daly do a little. Little curl hook there at the end, and they both laugh about it.
Having a little laugh about it still.
Yeah.
Aren't it? That's one thing about baseball. You can have a little fun out
you
there with your opponents, can't you?
Yeah, when it gets like this, especially. you know, the last 30 minutes hadn't been real fun.
This one hit well down the right side. Is that fair? No, just missing foul down the right field line to take the count full at 3-2. Hit that one hard, though, did Kyler Westmoreland.
And, again, that's what we saw him do earlier, to score the two runs for Clay County, and kind of what we've seen him do all season long. Has the experience to know where to take the pitch.
Swing and a miss there for strike three. Second strike out of the game for Burns. Two away now in the bottom of the seventh. And Reese Adams, the hitter now for Clay County.
Reese had a single his last time up, I think, and, kind of turned on one, best I remember.
Yep, stole a base. Little check swing to the right side. Ledbetter coming off first to field it.
Nice
Burns
play.
Covering. Will take the throw from Ledbetter. It'll go 3-1 for out number three. And Livingston gets the win here tonight over Clay County by a final score of 14-2. We'll have the postgame show coming up right after this.
Coming up, the Farm Bureau postgame show here on the Horizon Sports Network. A detailed recap of tonight's game brought to you by Salina Agency Manager Daniel Burton.
Conveniently located in downtown Salina on East Lake Avenue, Salina Farm Bureau Insurance is here to help you with all your home, car, and life insurance needs.
Clay County fans, give Daniel and Melissa a call today at 931-243-3181. Not only will you find out Farm Bureau covers more homes and autos in Tennessee than any other insurance company, but also that they are the number one writer of individual life insurance policies in the state. Farm Bureau, Clay County turns to us for all their insurance needs.
Stay tuned for a wrap-up of the Bulldogs game, the announcement of the TDS top performer, and much more on the Farm Bureau postgame show. All coming up after a word from our sponsors here on the Horizon Sports Network.
Welcome to the Farm Bureau postgame show. Clay County losers tonight. To Livingston Academy by a score of, what was the final, Craig? 14-2. A score of 14-2. Clay County falls to 3-13 overall, and Livingston Academy improves to 16-4, guys. We'll now do the Bulldog wrap-up brought to you by Eco Panels of Tennessee. Kevin, I think you hit it on the head. This is a really good, well-played baseball game, Kevin, through about five. Actually, really longer than that, the top of the six. Yeah, I guess, through five innings.
Right. Well, Livingston scored, correct me, Craig, eight runs in the last two innings.
Yeah.
You know, it was a close game. Now, I'd made the comment, it seems like the Wildcats bring out the best in the Bulldogs. And, you know, the 14-2 final doesn't really, as Craig had mentioned, give you an indication of how good a game it was. We didn't hit the ball as much as we needed to, and Livingston withstood every little charge that we made at them, and in the end they showed why they'd won 16 games and lost only four this year.
Yeah, and they got started really hot in the batter's box. Craig jumped out to a 1-0 lead in the top of the first, and then added two in the second. There Clay County was. They had had after two innings, Clay County had only had seven batters at the time. 1-2-3, bottom of the first, and then three straight strikeouts with a walk in between in the bottom of the second. You know, it looked like the thing was really fixing to get away from the Dogs, but that wasn't the case.
No, they battled back, cut to 3-2, and through five innings it was 5-2, but it never felt like they were completely out of the game. And then Livingston just got hot in that sixth inning to score three runs, added five in the seventh, and you kind of look at an old-fashioned scorebook where you mark the little diamonds in solid with the runs scored. The first three batters for Livingston scored eight of their 14 runs.
Wow.
The last three batters scored six of their 14 runs, so the middle three didn't tally in this game. That's kind of odd to see. You'd think the heart of the order, the middle of the order, somebody would have come in to score, but they never did. And that's just something that you notice by looking at a scorebook, but you don't think about that. But yeah, Clay County was in it through five innings, and they didn't play bad tonight. I thought they did some good things. They hit the ball better. They put the ball in play, and they're maturing still, and still it's a tournament game. If you get better by tournament time, good things will happen.
Yeah, and that rally from Clay County came from Waylon Cherry. Got on with a single. Nolan Adams had a single also. So two on. Actually, Brady Davey takes a walk. Bases loaded for the senior Kyler Westmoreland, and he stroked a two RBI single. I remember we kind of put the pressure on him to do so, and to cut it to 2-3. But the Wildcats responded. They scored two runs in the top of the fourth to make it 5-2, just like you said. And then the top of the sixth is when they added three more, made it 8-2. And we know what happened there late. It just wasn't pretty down the stretch for either team, just really. But Leaves the Academy just started doing what they do, putting the ball in play.
Well, the heat, this is already Thursday of this week, so you've already had your two pitchers throwing your district games and more than two had to throw in your district games. So Nolan Adams was the strongest arm they had to go against Livingston Academy. And he, with the heat, I think he just had just too many pitches. I think they had to sit him down. They brought in Trowball, who did pretty good. But he was just the power that he has is not the same as Adams. So Livingston just kind of sat on those slower pitches, able to do that. Then Sam Brown came in, and he kind of threw not as hard as Adams did too. So Livingston just sitting on that. And they, like we said coming in, this Livingston team can hit. And when they were able to time those out, that's kind of what got that started for those eight runs in the last two innings.
Yeah, I agree with you. And, again, Clay County falls after battling midway through this one as well as they could with a good Livingston Academy team, but they fall by a score of 2-14. This has been the Bulldog Wrap-Up, brought to you by Eco Panels of Tennessee, conveniently located in Hermitage Springs. Visit ecopanelsofTN.com to find out how to build your dream home the better way with structural insulated panels engineered as a subsidiary of Honest Abe Log Homes. Eco Panels of Tennessee, simply a better way to build. Guys, it's now time to announce the TDS top performer from tonight's game. Not a whole lot of choices here in this one for Clay County. We kind of put it to a little talk there in the break, and you got to go with the guy that scored the two runs. The senior Kyler Westmoreland. Yeah, he's already had it once this year, the TDS top performer in our broadcast, but and we put the pressure on him, Craig.
Yeah.
We said, here comes the senior. The base is loaded. Now's his time to shine. And he did.
And he did. He came through with a big hit, got him on the board, and that kind of sparked him a little bit. I think that carried over for the next couple of innings, defensively and offensively. They were able to get a little going after that, and he is a leader. He's one that you can kind of see they respond to, and he needs to do those things. He needs to do more of those things as the season goes along, because they're going to need him to step up even bigger as they move on to close out the rest of the season and go into the tournament.
And, Kevin, it wasn't just that crunch time hit, what you have to call it. We saw some speed out of Westmoreland on the base pass, too.
Absolutely. And let's also acknowledge Nolan's pitching performance. I mean,
yeah,
he gave up some runs. But he had eight strikeouts and two walks, and went, two outs into the sixth inning. You know, that's a pretty good performance. And he threw a lot of pitches, 116 pitches, but 71 of them were strikes. So really showed some good velocity, had a good breaking ball. Good outing by him, too. But, yeah, we needed runs at that point, and that cut it to a one-run game.
You did.
When Westmoreland drove those two in. So that big, big, big play.
And you saw, you mentioned him as a leader, Craig. Westmoreland, one of the few seniors on this Clay County Bulldog team. But you saw his team kind of respond, too, after that, and including Adams. Adams came back out and seemed to have a little bit better control. And so that's what a senior leader does. That's what a top performer does. And Westmoreland did that for the young pitcher in Adams.
Yeah, and a night like this, even though at that point they were in the game, but you're playing against a 3A team that's got a stellar record coming in, so you've got to show that you have the confidence to lead this team against a team like that, and it's sometimes it's not easy to lead against a bigger school than you are, so he did a good job with that part of the game.
Tonight's TDS top performer was brought to you by TDS Disposal, serving all of your waste management needs and proud supporters of Clay County's athletes and cheerleader. And it was the senior, Kyler Westmoreland. Guys, our next broadcast, we ended up with a schedule conflict. We were supposed to call one of each this week, but it didn't work out that way, so we called two baseball games this week. Next week, it's all softball. And we've got one that ought to be a treat. The top two teams in District 7A will be right here on Tuesday. One of those is one of the top teams in the nation, though. Gordonsville, Clay County, softball, going to square off on Tuesday. And then Thursday, we got a little border war, border battle going on. We have the team from Tompkinsville, Kentucky, Monroe County High School, coming into Salina. The Lady Dogs having a really good season, finishing, like I say, it's not over, I guess, but right there in that second spot, Craig. So looking forward to next week.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to seeing the pitcher from Gordonsville. You hear all the hype about her, and the you see all the clippings, and I'm looking forward to seeing her in person. If you can't come out and see her in person, you need to watch on here, because you don't sign with Tennessee as a junior unless you're very good, and she has done that. She's committed to the University of Tennessee with a softball program that is one of the tops in the country. So if you can do that, then you're very good, and they have some people around her that can really play. But don't sell these Clay County Lady Dogs short. They're going to come out, and they're going to scratch, and they're going to fight, and they're going to claw their way with Gordonsville. And hey, here in Salina, I've seen them beat a whole lot of people in different ways, and you never know.
You don't. And, Kevin, seems to me, even though we haven't seen them in a while, like Craig said, the Lady Dogs have stepped up their game, you know, took care of business, blew out a Red Bowling Springs team who they had to use a walk-off to win against earlier in the year. So Clay County may be peaking at the right time.
They seem to be playing well, headed into the postseason. And even though the boys baseball district is over now. We've just got non-conference left the rest of the way. Mostly that way with the girls, too. But, let's face it, about every sport is a tournament game. And if you can get hot at the right time, you never know what might happen.
Looking forward to next week, calling softball. Guys, final thoughts on this one?
Livingston just came in and kind of did what they were supposed to do. You know, you got a young Clay County team that's not having the season that they'd hoped to have. Livingston having a big year. Everybody thought they'd come in and they'd get the win here tonight, and they were able to do that. Now Clay County just got to put this in the rearview mirror, move ahead to the next game, and look at the good things they did tonight and just kind of grow from that.
Bulldogs have to realize that they lost one of the better teams in the area.
No doubt.
And may even be better than what we realize. So, another building block.
Yeah, and we've said it over and over. This one really doesn't matter, even though it does to a few old guys like me. The old rivalry and then Craig meant a little something to you too.
Oh, yeah. It always does. The blue and white's just a little – it's always special to me. So, glad I got to do one of them. I hadn't done a Livingston game since December, so it's been a while. So, maybe the folks at home will be watching us a little bit just to hear the old guy again.
Well, guys, appreciate you being here with us. We won't have Kevin next week because he takes a week off. Doug Strong will be joining us, Craig and I, next week. So, for Kevin Donaldson and Craig Kentrell, I'm Thomas Weaver, wishing you all a good night.